Today we mourn for more Americans who represent the very best of the United States of America. We will not waver in our commitment to see that justice is done for this terrible act, and make no mistake, justice will be done.
Let's pause right there. I want you to understand what a great speech this is by the president. And it was not about Boston. We dug it up from the archives. It's about Benghazi. Same speech. That's right. You heard me clearly. We will not waver in our commitment to see that justice is done for this terrible act of Benghazi. And, of course, justice has not been done. In fact, the only witnesses either disappeared from Libya or died under mysterious circumstances. So I think that we will never find out who conducted the Boston massacre, because the government doesn't want you to know who conducted the Boston massacre. Now, there was a Saudi in the hospital guarded by machine gun armed cops and an attack squad and God knows who else, but he was not a person of interest. It was soon discovered that he was a mere... Well, didn't you hear what I said last night? You didn't hear my show? Well, I'm sorry. It's important you listen to the serial called The Savage Nation every night, because if you don't listen one night, you don't know about the next night. Makes no sense. Why, just last night, little old Michael Savage predicted this would happen. You didn't know that. Listen to clip one. Now listen, hold it. This was yesterday when I told you what would happen today. Listen to one. CNN said it could be a domestic terror event, reminding them of Oklahoma City. Then CNN went on and said, well, it could be a political statement from a local domestic group. Anything but the person who's under lock and key in the hospital. So look, here's what I think is going to happen. They're going to release this Saudi in the hospital. They're going to wash their hands of him and say he had nothing to do with it. He was only an innocent spectator injured like the other people in the crowd, and that it was a false lead, and he had nothing to do with it. And anyone who said that it was a Saudi or an Islamic person is a racist. That's coming later or tomorrow. I'm sorry. Look, it's like the man who knew too much. What can I tell you? What can I tell you? You know, they know, probably they got leads, and they were told by, Axelrod, it's not good for immigration right now. It's not good for the gun grabbing. So let him go. We'll find some cracker in a few months. We'll put him on LSD and he'll admit it. That's all. Unbelievable. I'm kind of brain dead from all of this. Where is Janet Napolitano, the mistress in charge of Homeland Security? She has $1 trillion or more budget. They're building her $1 billion building so she could have meetings or something. Not a word, nothing from her. Now, where is she? Oh, I think I heard that she was... Well, me and the girls were attending an invocation at the Harvard School of Public Health for the new dean, Dr. Debbie Rooster. When we picked up the call, explosions at the marathon. Well, we called in for a fleet of armored helicopters to get us out of the city to a bomb-proof command post in Charleston. Well, first thing I thought, thank Frank, that's Bonnie. They didn't cut our budget. Look how all the other cities were free of bombings. Well, me and Debbie chatted about this in the ride over to the scene. Just think what might have happened if those Tea Party Christ lovers had cut us even 10%, right? More bombs in more cities. Well, we decided then and there the only way to prevent another Boston is more cameras, more drones, more seizures. And thank Moloch, our new $1 billion command center is almost finished. We can watch everyone in real time, excepting, of course, people of non-interest. That would be women, Middle Easterners, anyone of color, non-opposite sexers. We got a good lead on all the others, from the tomb to the womb and back again, especially baptized Christ-obsessed boys. And by the way, we have a new supercomputer, which we just purchased for about $300 million from Google, and we named it Sissy. That's right. Security is seriously saintly. Sissy is the new supercomputer for the Department of Homeland Security. The world is ours. Let's play some music, guys, because that's the kind of mood I'm in. I'm the great pretender. Pretending that I went over everyone's head. I wrote that at 6 in the morning. Zero, a dead board. Dead board. Creativity is not rewarded in talk radio. I'll tell you right now. You know that, and I know that. If you get too creative, what happens is they tune out. They want to listen to someone complaining and moaning about the Thatcher funeral, about the blaming of the right wingers. I can't take it anymore. Oh, yeah, there was another little minor terrorist. I mean, well, some kind of event out in California. It just happened. It's not really a terrorist event, you see. Apparently, some people shot up a utility center, a PG&E substation, and knocked out power in Santa Clara County in Silicon Valley. It was damaged by vandals overnight. You have to read through the story to find out that it was shot up by some kind of high-powered gun, and that oil leaked out of the thing. Thousands of gallons of oil leaked out of the substation, and now they're asking people to limit their power usage in the area. Oh, by the way, there's also a large telephone outage in southern Santa Clara County, and cell phones and landlines were said to be impacted by damage to a fiber optic line as well. You see, the line was cut. Now, it may have been a rat or something that bit the fiber optic line, and the bullets were no doubt fired by Tea Party members on the way to brewing some tea. There's no question about it. You certainly wouldn't expect anyone else. And there were no cameras at the bank of transformers at the PG&E's transmission center just south of San Jose. But crews were working to clean up an oil spill caused by bullet holes. That's all you need to know. Not related at all to Boston. Just coincidental. That's all. So that's it. That's the opening. Good night, and God bless you all. That's the whole show. Goodbye. I gave you a lot of content already. Let's see, I'm on the air 4 minutes. I'm exhausted with a headache. I slept very well last night. I don't know why. It's something peculiar about me. When there's terrible things that happen, I don't panic. I tend to get calmer. It's a terrible thing. I'm the kind of guy who freaks out from normalcy, from a day-to-day humdrum existence can kill me faster than anything else. I don't know what it is. I watched violent televisions, movies of some kind. I was a horrible comedian. He should be deported, this guy. Louis C.K., they should send him to Ireland or something. I've never seen anyone as vile in my life, in my entire life. Vile. I could only take 30 seconds of him on HBO. Why does HBO specialize in degenerates? I don't understand that. I was searching for, you know, like relaxation. There's no humor in it. He was talking about his body in the most disgusting way. Who is this man? And smiling about it as he talked about his anus. I couldn't believe it. Why is this man on television? In my day, he would have been in a mental hospital in a straitjacket. Incurable. Now he's on HBO. Well, I guess that's the way it works. The thing you should know is that you're in good hands with President Obama. He's given a speech that's identical to the speech about Benghazi, where he promised us that no stone would be left unturned and that justice will be done. Of course, you know he lied. In fact, how do you know when Obama lies? Well, the old joke is when he opens his mouth. No, I would say, no, that's an old joke. How do you know when Obama lies? When he gets up in the morning. Oh, because he was lying all night on the bed. So that's what I'm saying. He wouldn't lie to you. He certainly would never lie to you. He's an honest man. He signaled what he's going to do to the country, and he's doing it. I mean, and what? His advisor, his chief advisor, what's his name, Axelrod? A lifetime anti-American left-wing street fanatic. Now they're running the country. So what do you expect to be happening? You expect the wobblers in the media to ever criticize these people, no matter what happens? What would have happened if we had a Republican president and the single biggest act of terrorism since 9/11 had occurred? Ooh, Romney wasn't there on the spot. Romney failed us. What happened to Romney's security chief? It just shows you those Republicans say they're tough on crime. But we had another incident. Well, ooh, the Republicans did it. I can guarantee you by Friday this will be swept off the news. It will be gone. Instead, we will be seeing one story after another about sterling immigrants from Mexico and Central America who've come in only to work. There's no crime. There's no MS-13, of course. There's no gang activity from those people. Nothing. Everyone from those countries are just superb. They come here to work and make the American way, and only the white racist stands in their way of making a good life for themselves. I don't know how we're going to pay for them, do you? Nobody knows how we're going to pay for the welfare. But don't raise that issue to Charles Schumer. Paying for anything has never entered his mind, including restaurant meals in New York, I hear. Cymbal shot. There's an interesting story about all of this double talk that I found. Who wrote this one? It's a pretty good link. I put it on michaelsavage.com. Oh, here it is, by Thomas Sowell. The guy is brilliant. Sophists run our immigration conversation. However, there's two or three syllables in several words, so I'm not going to read it to you. If we go beyond a three-syllable word, I lose 40% of my demo. I don't know why I'm in the mood to insult my audience today. What's wrong with me? Why am I angry? Am I angry or am I just frustrated or am I burned out? I don't know yet. So let's see. In the first 10 minutes of the show, I predicted the release of the Saudi National yesterday. No calls. I read you a skit that I wrote about Sissy, the new supercomputer in the Department of Homeland Security that Janet Napolitano put together with Dr. Debbie Rooster. Sissy, the supercomputer, which is better than the HAL 2000. Not a joke, not a laugh in the audience. Dead in the water. All right. I told you about a comedian that should be deported. Boom, that's over. So what else is there to talk about? Well, how about who did it? This is a great whodunit. And so at the 30-minute mark of this hour on the Savage Nation, we have a former PLO operative, former terrorist, and he has a pseudonym. He's very, very intelligent. He claims that it's definitely related to a Saudi terrorist family. But hush, 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 my darling. Don't tell that to the Obama administration. It doesn't fit the agenda. It cannot be a Middle Easterner. It has to be a Tea Partier. It must. It just simply has to. And if it wasn't a Tea Partier, why, they'll sure find someone and put him on drugs, put a black hood over his head, and release him somewhere where he goes out in the street and probably tells CNN that he did it. That's coming to a neighborhood near you. That's if it's even remembered by next week. Play the great pretender again. I'm not ready for a break. I am not ready for a break. Yes, just warming myself up. Now, don't play it. I'm bored of it already. I never liked Peter King. I always thought he was a fraud. Representative Peter King has always bothered me. He looks like he should be on the side of things that are correct. He sounds like he should be, but he never is. And he's a favorite of Wallbanger. He's always a Wallbanger. For some reason, I don't know why Wallbanger and he get along. But the Republican rep from Long Island, Peter King, his solution to it is more cameras. I swear to God. This is a so-called Republican. Listen to clip 7 from the fraud, Peter King.
I think privacy involves being in a private location. Being out in the street is not an expectation of privacy. Anyone can look at you, can see you.
You malarkey throwing leprechaun fraud, you. You malarkey throwing leprechaun faker. You double-talking malarkey throwing pool-playing rummy, you.
We have to stay ahead of the terrorists. And I do know in New York the...
Shut up. Get him off my show. So now you understand why the Republican Party is finished. This is a so-called conservative member of the Republican Party. He's demanding more cameras. Now, how would more cameras have stopped that yesterday? I think that they should consider implanting cameras in infants that are born in New York from the year 2013 forward. I think every human being should have a camera where the middle eye is allegedly located so that they can be tracked in real time by Peter King. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
They're raiding banks in Europe right now and stealing savings, all right? I see both stocks in the dollar are teetering at artificial highs. Of course, they could rise higher on hopes and paper dreams. Meanwhile, gold and silver, they're at bargain prices. Well, what are you going to do? Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high and ignore stock market cheerleaders. But before you do anything, I want you to call my trusted friends at Swiss America. Ask for the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. This confidential interview has information, facts, figures, and a simple strategy from Swiss America Chairman Craig Smith that is so controversial, my network refused to air it. Well, you can hear it by calling 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN and request the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. Craig has a real gift for boiling down confusing economic news into the simple truth, which you need right now before the next crisis and panic attack launches this year. Do it now. Call 800-289-2646. What do you got to lose? Call 800-BUY-COIN.
I'm Kevin Nida, president of the California State Firefighters Association. Each year, firefighters across California see the devastating effects of CO poisoning. Yet prevention is quick and easy. Install a carbon monoxide alarm in your home. It's the only safe way to detect the silent killer. It's the law. Protect your family. Install a CO alarm today. For more information, visit casafehomes.org. Brought to you by the California State Firefighters Association, California Safe Homes Coalition, and Kidde Safety Products.
Are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low libido, and fat storage? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. Ambrin restores hormonal balance in women over 40, so the extra pounds fall away and the other symptoms simply disappear. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-830-8160. That's 1-800-830-8160.
Here's a vote. Traffic eastbound 92 connector to northbound 880. Accident being reported there. CHP is on the way. Northbound 87 to Kirtner. One lane blocked. An accident. CHP just showing up. Look for some delays. Accident Gravesen Highway eastbound before Grayton Road. Expect some delays there as well. And back on the peninsula, northbound 280 at 92, an accident blocking the right lane. Heavy traffic over the Sunol grade because of earlier problems. Heavy traffic at eastbound 24 to the Caldecott Tunnel. I'm Dave Fouch, KSFO.
Sponsored by Byers Leaf Guard Gutter Systems. Guaranteed clog-free. No leaks, no clogs, no cleaning. That's Byers.
You used to be able to keep a foreign financial account secret from the IRS. No more. The IRS has found a way to force foreign financial institutions to report you. Failure to disclose foreign income and assets could lead to long-term imprisonment and loss of more than everything you'll ever have.
If you have unreported foreign income and assets, there are a variety of options, not just the current amnesty program, that could benefit you. I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. My tax law firm, Moskowitz LLP, has a proven track record in obtaining results in international tax law cases. This is an extremely complex area of law, and my team of tax attorneys and CPAs have the international tax experience you need. If you wait until the government contacts you, it could mean heavy fines and even prison time. Call us before it's too late.
Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL.
Homeowners, in today's world, no neighborhood is immune from burglaries. Get a state-of-the-art monitored home security system for Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, and get peace of mind today. Call right now, 1-888-213-2244, 1-888-213-2244. Local permit fees may be required. License number CAACO6320, KY City of Louisville 483, and FLEC13003427. Call for additional numbers. Call now, 1-888-213-2244.
With over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like GE, Grainger is America's largest industrial distributor of GE lighting products, including LEDs, which use up to 80% less energy. The brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. So call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/GE Lighting today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Here's a crazy mortgage idea from Cash Call. If you refinanced your mortgage with someone else into a 10, 15, or 30-year fixed rate in the last 18 months, Cash Call can redo your loan at a lower rate with absolutely no closing costs. This is so easy. Whatever fixed rate you have, we'll lower it on the same terms and we'll pay for everything. No deposits, no fees. You'll just need to do the regular paperwork, most of which you've already done, and we'll do the rest. For example, say you closed your 30-year refi last year at a rate of 4%. We'll close you again at 3.5% rate and APR, up to $625,000. You pay nothing. No deposits, no fees. Easy. Call 866-590-CASH and ask for the do-over refi.
Applicant must meet credit and income requirements. Rate subject to change without notice. See website or call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Loans made pursuant to Department of Corporations California Finance Lenders Law License. NMLS Unique Identifier 38512. Equal Housing Lender.
The do-over. 866-590-CASH.
Hot Talk 560. KSFO. KSFO.
Created for you. To a man, a river seems like a river. But to a hungry demon which sees fire and water, it may seem to be like fire. Therefore, to speak to a man about a river existing would have some sense, but to the demon it would have no meaning. In like manner, it can be said that things are like illusions. They can be said neither to be existent nor non-existent. Yet it cannot be said that apart from this world of change and appearance, there is another world of permanence and truth. It is a mistake to regard this world as either a temporal world or a real one. And that, my friends, is why you should not even assume Boston actually happened. You see, ignorant people of this world assume that this is a real world, and proceed to act upon that absurd assumption. But as this world is only an illusion, their acts being based upon error only lead them into harm and suffering. And so, boys and girls of the Savage Nation, remember this. A wise man, recognizing that the world is but an illusion, does not act as if it were real. So he escapes the suffering, and he follows the way of Obama. And that's my little lesson today in meditation, so you needn't worry about a thing. You know, my little skit on Sissy, Security is Seriously Saintly, the new supercomputer at DHS, is on a level of an Anthony Burgess novel. It's so good. There used to be a phrase that Panasonic used, slightly ahead of our time, and that's always good to be slightly ahead of your time. But if you're too far ahead of your time, you don't make a dime. And I'm telling you that right now I feel that I'm becoming, as I get older, I'm becoming too far ahead of my time, and I don't know if I'm good for talk radio anymore, because I don't think that I can do a daily show based upon the news. It's so unbelievable that the people are so disconnected from reality and that they buy the rubbish that is thrown in their face. They buy it on a daily basis. They can't even accept what's real anymore. I don't think they know what's real. I don't think they even know what's real. Anthony, if Anthony Burgess were alive today, incidentally, he wrote A Clockwork Orange, I believe, and several other incredible novels. If Anthony Burgess were alive today, couldn't get published. They wouldn't publish him in New York. There's very little sex. There's no violence. You know what I mean? So that's when I say the computer is, when I say the security is Seriously Saintly computer. I woke up at 5:30 in the morning laughing. I don't know what came to my head. Sissy. That Napolitano had a supercomputer named Sissy, that she visited Dr. Debbie Rooster. It's very funny. But all right, it's not for you. Not for you, I understand. Not for you. I don't know if I want to do the show this way today. I know what I want to do. I'm in a strange mood. My head's not clear after the bombing. Something's wrong. Something's wrong with the country. They've forgotten it already. It's over. They're looking at sluts in Hollywood who slipped on one and whose skirt flew up. They're back to which degenerate with a fat behind is on the front page of the New York Post. I don't understand my country anymore. It's a nation of big crimes and bad rhymes. How's that for an original? Steal it by tomorrow morning. America, a nation of big crimes and bad rhymes.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, look, I don't impress easily, but here's reason number four why Blinds.com constantly impresses me. Prices. Blinds.com crushes home improvement store prices. We got new blinds for our home at Blinds.com and saved a bundle. Blinds.com is the world's largest online store for designer blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes at amazing prices. Why should you hassle the big box stores and pay too much when you get better prices, selection, and service at Blinds.com? And they make installation unbelievably easy. Even if you mess up and mismeasure, forget about it. It's improbable. They'll remake it for free, and if you'd like, they'll even send over a pro installer to do it for you. Oh, and be sure to check out their remarkable new InstaFit cordless honeycomb shades. They're beautiful, affordable, and removable. You can install them in seconds. No tools, no drilling, no brackets. Go to Blinds.com, where you always get free color samples, free shipping, and no sales tax in most states. Plus, free cordless upgrades on many of their most popular products now. And remember, Blinds.com prices crush home improvement stores, period. Go to Blinds.com.
Here's a vote. Traffic troubles getting to the Caldecott Tunnel continue. Eastbound 24, there was a stalled big rig. There was an accident at Fish Ranch. Those are cleared. Now there's a new stall. Eastbound 24 Broadway partially blocking the left lane. Traffic is slow from Highway 580 to the tunnel and pretty much into Orinda. Northbound 13 is backed up approaching as well. In fact, eastbound 580 slow from the maze to 24 as well. Northbound 101 slow Cesar Chavez to the lower deck. Upper deck of the Bay Bridge slows about the center anchorage as you make your way to 101. South Bay, southbound 87 at Kirtner, crash cleared. Traffic is backed up in the downtown though. Northbound 680 slow over the Sunol Grade, still Mission Boulevard to Andrade because of earlier problems. I'm Dave Hawkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows. Sierra Pacific Windows is your answer for wood-clad windows with five Bay Area locations and manufacturer direct pricing. Register now to win a free patio sliding door at SierraPacificWindows.com. Sierra Pacific Windows, California built, California grown.
Only the Home Depot has kiddo worry-free smoke alarms from just $24.97. A sealed lithium battery keeps these alarms working for 10 years so you never change batteries. With four models for specific rooms in your home, like a lighted hallway alarm or voice alert bedroom alarm, upgrade your smoke alarms and set your worries aside for 10 years. Kiddo worry-free smoke alarms starting at just $24.97. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Hi, Tom Baudette. It's never been easier to book a clean, comfortable room at Motel 6. You can book online at motel6.com, use our cool new app on your tablet or smartphone, or call 1-800-4-MOTEL-6 on your dumb phone. Sadly, you can't book by pigeon or Morse code, so if you want the lowest price of any national chain by telegraph, I guess you're just ... I'm Tom Baudette for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
If you're like most people who are very successful, you take pride in your personal appearance, right? That includes a thinning hairline. If you are experiencing hair loss, my recommendation is to call Dr. Tom Rosanelli. He has over 25 years of experience in hair restoration and has performed hair restoration procedures on thousands of patients. That includes some well-known celebrities. I've seen Dr. Rosanelli's excellent work. It's obvious why people with hair loss choose Dr. Rosanelli. They now have a natural head of hair and even look younger. Dr. Rosanelli specializes in hair restoration. He meets with every patient for a free consultation, and he performs all hair restoration procedures himself. And Dr. Rosanelli is also part of the Savage Nation. If your hair is thinning, call 800-743-HAIR. It's simple. That's 800-743-4247, or visit Rosanelli.com. Dr. Rosanelli has offices in San Francisco, San Jose, and Walnut Creek.
Now through April, receive 200 free grafts as part of your procedure as a new patient. Call 800-743-HAIR. Certain restrictions apply. Offer expires 4/30/13.
The Ovation Nation just keeps growing. Over 200,000 customers have repaired dry, brittle, and damaged hair with Ovation Cell Therapy.
I'm thrilled to report that Ovation does everything you said it would and more. I couldn't be happier with the results. My hair holds a curl all day. My hair is thicker and shinier than it's ever been, and it's growing. It really is a miraculous revolution. I'm a believer, and I'm telling anyone who will listen, Ovation is an amazing product.
Ovation Cell Therapy can help repair the damage caused by harsh chemicals and heat styling and grow your hair thicker, stronger, longer, and faster. Ovation is safe and effective on all hair types, even for chemotherapy hair loss recovery. And it's easy to use. Just a simple cream rinse type application.
Log on to ovationhair.com, and when you enter KSFO, you'll receive a special introductory discount at checkout. That's ovationhair.com. And remember to enter KSFO at checkout for your special discount.
The Ovation Nation just keeps growing.
Coming up on the next morning show, the latest on the terror attack in Boston and Whistleblower Wednesday. Join me, Brian Sussman, Melody Morgan, and Katie Green, 5 to 9 on KSFO.
It is the Savage Nation. So the country's forgotten Boston. Well, soon, anyway. In fact, if you're patriotic, you will forget it by Friday. Because only right-wing teabaggers will remember it by Friday, because they're trying to make a man of color who's in the presidency feel bad. That's the whole thing. They're trying to blame him for it somehow, that he failed us, or that the Department of Homeland Security or the FBI or the CIA let us down. And you shouldn't think those things, because you should be suspect if you do. Now, the Saudi national who was allegedly held in the hospital, no doubt a racist white Irishman tackled him yesterday because he was a bigot and he just didn't like the Saudi. They released him, after all, as I predicted would happen. If you listen to yesterday's show. Well, joining us right now is Waleed Shobat, former PLO member, Palestinian who converted from Islam. And he has a great new book called The Case for Islamophobia. But he's not here to talk about his book. He's here to talk about who he thinks, let us say, the trail leads to. Waleed, welcome back to the Savage Nation.
Thank you, Michael, for having me.
Well, I know you suspect that there's a Saudi family that's tied to terrorism, correct?
Correct.
If you look, so Waleed, I'm sorry to cut you off. I don't mean to do that, but who is this guy in the hospital? What does that have to do with anything?
Well, you know, number one, you mentioned just a minute ago he was tackled down. It was for conspicuous reasons. In fact, Good Samaritans have obtained photos of three Saudis, and I can see Saudis. I know what a Saudi looks like. Three Saudis, very conspicuous, the dark glasses. One with a hat, jackets, covered up, you know, carrying objects and The report says one of them went back towards the wall where the bomb was placed, and that they even had a baby stroller. What would three students be doing with a baby stroller anyway? It's covered up with... And when I began to look into it, as was a result of your show yesterday, I began to look at several issues. The MIT students issue. There was a Subari who was in the MSU. He had two links to family terror members. One of them even died, was killed in Syria a couple of weeks ago. But the interesting one was this morning when I began to look at Abdulrahman Ali Al-Harbi, who is the person of interest now. I guess the status changed from suspect to person of interest.
Let me hold it for my audience now. You're saying there is a person of interest but with an Arabic name?
Absolutely, Abdulrahman Ali Al-Harbi.
Oh, because by the newspaper accounts, they don't know who's involved at all. I mean, all points seem to lead to a teabagger, according to the left wing.
I have been several years working on researching terrorism, and I can tell you this is an Islamist terrorist from the Middle East, no question about it in my mind.
Now, does the FBI know this, or they don't even know this? They're not allowed to think this, or what?
The FBI is telling us that they need help. I guess they don't know this. Of course they do, because the photos of the three Saudis is pretty much, you know, out there. It's been published by Asia Times. And here's the issue. The photo of Al-Harbi, the person who's in the hospital, what you see in the English language, that is not the photo that is going around in the Arabic major media. I have obtained a photo of Ali Al-Harbi. It's in my website, of how he looks like. In fact, I was the first in the country to post that photo. In fact, when the Good Samaritan found that photo, he linked, connected the dots with the photo he obtained of the three Saudis at the scene on the final run, you know, over there. And he said, look at these two. They look exactly the same. Person of interest looks the same as one of the three Saudis at the scene. When I began to examine further the family links of Abdulrahman Ali Al-Harbi, the man of interest, what did I find out? I found out from the official records of the Saudi government, 85 lists of Al-Qaeda. Several of them were relatives of his. You have number 15, Badr Saud Uwaid Al-Hawfi Al-Harbi, same. Number 73, Muhammad Al-Harbi. Number 26, Khalid Al-Harbi. 29, Ra'id Al-Harbi. Abdullah Al-Harbi. Faiz Ghunaym Al-Harbi. And relatives...
Well, just so the average listener who's distracted, you're saying this family, Harabi, seems to have connections to terrorist acts?
What Americans don't understand is the Klan is very much linked. In fact, if you look at Al-Dawsari, who attempted to kill President Bush, his family supports him openly in the main family website. So the support to terrorism comes from a Klan support. This is not like Ted Kaczynski, in which you don't find the Kaczynskis supporting the man. That's so in the Middle East. Al-Harbi's has also several detainees in Gitmo. So this could be easily made as a revenge.
But of course the government doesn't know this.
Of course they do. They know everything. In fact, what's the use of them asking for our help? They have the same photos. They scrubbed the Facebook of Al-Harbi. Everything you see in his Facebook is not what used to be on the Facebook. Him jumping in Disneyland, that's not what was in the Facebook. What was in the Facebook, him dressed up in Arabic garb.
Waleed, hold on. I have a caller on KF from KSO named Karen asking this question. Why would the FBI cover for the Saudis?
Well, it's very simple. We have no Al-Qaeda problem. This would be very embarrassing for President Obama to have Al-Qaeda problem, number one. Number two.
In other words, it would show that there's a failure in the entire intelligence apparatus. There's a blind spot.
And the media. Tell me, did Fox News report he was a Saudi?
No. Well, that's because they're 19% owned by a Saudi royal family member, correct?
Thank you very much. If anyone doubts me, go to the Fox News archives, search Saudi Arabia and see what you find. We're the ones, and you, who report on what goes on with the Wahhabis in Saudi Arabia. That's what is really going on.
So you're telling me that Bill O'Reilly, Sean Hannity, Brent Baer, all of them are, it's a cordon sanitaire around this Saudi connection?
Unfortunately, I've been on their shows, all of them. Unfortunately, I have to tell the truth. That's what it is. It's a cover-up from all levels, media as well as government, because how did these photos go away? How were they scrubbed? Why would the Boston police official, when this was in the media, all over the media, that there was a Saudi national in custody, why would they say this is the first time they've heard about it? How could the police make such a statement that this is the first time they heard there was a Saudi national? How does that make sense? It doesn't make sense.
I don't know, but... Now, let's go back to yesterday, the bombing. There's allegedly a Saudi national in the hospital with shrapnel wounds in his back. The hospital's surrounded by machine gun-toting law enforcement officers, and then he's released today. What do you make of that story?
Well, it's very easy. In fact, I issued a press release last couple of weeks showing the Saudi involvement in terrorism with Khaled Dawsari. Several of Saudis who were even involved in 9/11, the government of Saudi Arabia pressures the United States to release many of these people. And unfortunately, you know, people forget 9/11, right? And 9/11, there were Saudis flying. No Americans were allowed to fly. Only Saudis were allowed to fly. Three princes were also killed in Saudi Arabia who had links to 9/11, and everything was covered up. I had showed tremendous amount of stories of what goes on in Saudi Arabia, the Saudi royals, how they're involved. In fact, there is a plea to Mr. Obama by the Saudi royals to release several terrorist thugs, Saudi inmates. So
let's say that's your suspicion. The FBI must be looking into it, or would you say that they would automatically sweep it under the rug?
I would think they were going to sweep this under the rug. You were right. Within a week, this whole thing will be forgotten.
Oh, my God. Just like Benghazi, it'll be buried.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So what's this with the pressure cooker? This is what signature to you, Waleed. You know, you've been around a long time. I remember when I was a local host. I think you were on my show 15 years ago or 14 years ago when I was on a local station, KSFO. You've been around forever. Former PLO member. I mean, you know what you're talking about. You know, you converted from Islam. This is a pseudonym that you use for fear for your life. So you have a real mission. What's with the pressure cookers?
Well, in my days, they used what they call babur, which is a similar to pressure cooker, but it's something that you can put all kinds of other dynamite, gunpowder, whatever. Explosive material.
But if I were in the FBI watching movies as I do, wouldn't it be the first lead to find, you take the metal from the pressure cooker, you find the shrapnel that they put in there, the ball bearings that ripped off 30 people's legs? Couldn't you trace the ball bearings and the manufacturer of the pressure cooker? Or do you think that they're so skilled that they would have bought it at a rummage sale or something like that?
Well, if they were able to find the Pan Am... remember that guy in Libyan. They were able to find who he was from clothes, you know. So it's very easy.
Yeah, but that was under a different presidency. We have a different mentality, a different regime. They don't want to find who did it because they're afraid it'll link itself to Islamic, you know, groups. They don't want that.
There you go. That's the problem. The problem is Islamic, and then the major issue is also a Saudi connection. Anything with a Saudi connection is usually covered up under the rug. If people in doubt, look at my story with the three Saudi princes, how they mysteriously were killed and died.
Waleed, what's your website? Please give it out on the Savage Nation.
Shoebat.com, just as you spell the word shoe and the word bat, shoebat.com.
Okay. I'm going to look it up myself later, truthfully. So where do we go from here? It'll be forgotten by Friday, correct?
I believe so. It will be forgotten, swept under the rug, and there'll be still no clues. But who knows? It depends. If there's some good Samaritan in the government and the FBI who'd come out and speak out, we never know.
Yes. Yes. In other words, we need some operative in our own government who's not going to go along with the program. Very difficult to ever find such a player because they'll lose their pension, and they themselves will be nailed to a cross.
Mr. Savage, I worked with the Homeland Security for 10 years. I provided them Al-Qaeda locations in Libya, latitude, longitude, everything. I provided them even with my cousin for 10 years. When finally my cousin, who was involved in this whole thing, not this incident, but others, he was refused to be taken by the Canadian government. The Canadian government wanted to give him to the United States government. The United States government gave him a free flight back to Palestine. So I know firsthand dealing with the apparatus. I know what it's like dealing with the apparatus. They wanted nothing to do with information. They wanted nothing to do with facts. The Canadian Peel Police pleaded with me to have the American government take the terrorist. The American administration refused, and he was let go. He was involved with a filmmaker, if you recall, The Innocence of Muslims, with a methamphetamine case in which the monies were funneled to Hezbollah. He had years of records wanted by the FBI, yet the FBI had him in Canada, refused to take him. So I know from experience.
This is amazing. No, this is getting more interesting as we go along, Waleed. And in a way, it's terrifying, because if this conspiracy, now you're not, let's just cut it off at a certain point, though. You're not saying that the U.S. government was involved in the plot. It's just that they don't want to be caught with their pants down, nor do they want any connections to Saudi Arabia. Is that what I'm hearing?
That's exactly what it is. Exactly.
So why would a Saudi do this? That's the real question. What's in it for them? Let's say it's a student from a Muslim student association group, allegedly at one of the universities in Boston. Let's take that tack. What's in it for them? Why would they do a thing like this?
Well, because Al-Qaeda stemmed from Saudi Arabia. You have 100, how many Americans know? We have 100,000 Saudi national students in the United States of America. 100,000. Just the very names that I examined from your report yesterday, when I looked at it, involved family involved in terrorism. Saudi believes he is a superior being, and he represents Islam. And Saudi Arabia's involvement with the Abedin family is extensive. I've shared that information. No one can refute it. Extensive information in which the manifesto by Saudi Arabia to take over the United States of America and to eliminate the Jews who are the obstacle in the United States for an Islamic takeover. And this was basically blessed by the Saudi government itself.
So the Saudi government is still anti-Jewish? They still have that fanaticism?
Absolutely.
Does Obama know this?
Of course he does. His grandmother raised funds to send the African Muslim students to Umm al-Qura University. Umm al-Qura University is the number one university par excellence that graduates.
But Obama's brain is David Axelrod, who is of Jewish descent. Does he know this?
Well, I don't know if Axelrod knows this, but Saeed Obama, his uncle, knows it, and he communicates with Obama. I have even shown an entire interview on Al Jazeera in which Saeed Obama, the uncle of President Obama, proudly supporting the whole mechanism, and his cousin Musa Ismail Obama, very well linked with the Wahhabist apparatus, raising millions and millions of dollars under the guise of aiding AIDS victims and orphans. When the man was asked on national television in Saudi Arabia, where does the money go? He says it goes to recruit Wahhabi schools. All of this is...
Waleed, we're gonna take a break, and when we come back, I would like you to explain to my audience what the Wahhabi sect is, because people don't understand where it originated, why it is different from mainstream Islam, and how it teaches and why it teaches terrorism. I'll be right back with Waleed Shobat, former PLO member, whose new book is The Case for Islamophobia. And remember, he knows what he's talking about, as you can hear. If you listen to him, this is not simplistic gibberish. This is very dense stuff. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names. Mm-hmm. They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call or go online to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-467-7530, 800-467-7530.
KSFO traffic, southbound 85, Sunnyvale, Fremont Avenue, middle lane blocked, new crash there, CHP on the way, southbound 280 before Bascom Avenue in San Jose, and accidents blocking the left lane there, traffic backed up before Highway 17, southbound 87 as you head towards Almaden Expressway. Looks like we have a crash. It's in the center divide. Southbound 101 at Central San Rafael. A crash. It looks like an overturned car. Everything's on the right shoulder. I'm Dave Fowkes, South Talk 560 KSFO.
Did you know there's already talk of another housing bubble? Parts of California are getting so overheated that prices are going up 1% to 2% every month. It's also scary to think the music could stop again anytime. If you want to invest in real estate, get back to the basics. Buy property for the cash flow it generates. Join Kathy Fetke and the Real Wealth Network to learn where to find the best deals with the highest cash flow today. Her next event is April 19th in Walnut Creek and April 20th in San Mateo. Find out how to get over 10% returns after all expenses from solid rental homes in good working class neighborhoods. This is not one of those annoying events where they try to sell overpriced boot camps. This is real world, cutting edge information that you can use today to be a savvy real estate investor. And it's free for KSFO listeners. Find out more at realwealthevents.com. Call 888-RW-NETWORK. While you're there, download 7 Steps for New Real Estate Investors for free at realwealthevents.com.
After a relaxing night at La Quinta, you know what salesman Jack Kirch gets after his big pitch?
Great work, Jack!
His clients singing his praises! La Quinta Inns and Suites. Book your next stay at LQ.com.
Discover salsa, jazz, ballet, or hip-hop with youth and adult classes at Forever Dance Studio. Snag half off at SweetJack.com.
Sweet Jack, now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
Hey, Brian Sussman here, and a lot of people ask me where I buy my gold and silver from. Desert Gold Exchange. That's right, Desert Gold Exchange. Family owned and operated, a perfect rating with the Better Business Bureau, no complaints ever filed, and they are experts. They know the market oh so well. And the thing I really like is because they're family owned and operated, they treat you like a valuable customer, not a quick transaction. Better prices, lower commissions, fast delivery. Generally takes only 2 to 3 days to get your products. And by the way, if you're thinking of converting your IRA or 401k into gold, call Desert Gold Exchange right away. I'll give you the phone number in just a moment because they can help you through that process. Again, Desert Gold Exchange, 20 years of experience in the gold business. They're my dealer of choice, 888-852-4343. Call them today, 888-852-4343, online, desertgoldexchange.com.
Mike Huckabee.
Is it fair? Is it fair? Is it fair he's paying this and I'm paying this? Because you don't understand it.
Weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. We're talking about the greatest intelligence failure in America since 9/11/2001 being swept under the rug by the fanatical Obama-controlled state media. We are speaking with a former PLO member, and if you remember who the PLO was, they were a terrorist organization that conducted horrendous events around the world, Waleed Shobat is his pseudonym. His book is The Case for Islamophobia. He says he's sure that it's related to Saudi Arabia and Saudis. He's explained why. He's given his address, his internet address, which I'll give again. But I've asked him to come back now to the show to explain why the Saudis are doing this. Waleed, welcome back to the program. What is the Wahhabi sect of Islam?
Well, it was founded by Muhammad Abdul Wahhab, who wanted to revive Islam to its glory days. Created the Muslim World League and other institutes, especially the IMMA, Institute for Muslim Minority Affairs, which basically uses Muslims to immigrate and to use student visas all over the world, especially the Western country and especially the United States of America. And this is why we have 100,000 Saudi students. And the manifesto, which the State Department, Hillary Clinton, her assistant, Huma Abedin, is member of the Institute of Muslim Minority Affairs. This is not a small organization.
She's married to Representative Anthony Weiner on top of it all.
Correct. She wants to be the First Lady of New York, the place that we were bombed, that we were, attacked.
And yes.
Yes. This the manifesto that the Saudi government, of the Wahhabist ideology, this is what their declaration is verbatim. It says, Islam is the religion of the whole world, sent by Allah through Muhammad to both races, the jinn, that is the demons, and the ins, which is the mankind. It is a religion for all humanity as commanded by the Holy Quran and the Prophet's correct path. This promise was confirmed since Islam did spread throughout the whole earth and multitudes streamed to it. The idea is to basically take over the entire globe using the oil wealth. The Muslim Minority Affairs talks very much in detail. It's all detailed in my book and showing Huma Abedin's mother's involvement in the whole issue, which, by the way, she turned
out. This is very clever. So they hate the Jews and she's married to a Jewish man. That's a good cover.
Of course, it's permissible because under Muruna.
This is unbelievable. So the Wahhabi sect is a sect that teaches basically a crusade. A modern-day crusade, because for hundreds of years, Muslims got along with Christians and Jews around the world, didn't they?
Yes, but not under the Islamic history. That was very limited.
Waleed Shobat, stay on the line.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
It is the Savage Nation. If you've been listening, you're saying, this is pretty amazing. I haven't heard any of this. We have a former member of the PLO whose name has been taken off my message board, but his name is Waleed Shobat, S-H-O-E-B-A-T. That's a pseudonym. Put his name back up with the entire message. Thank you very much. And Waleed is following a link to Saudi Arabia in this bombing in Boston, something that's been swept under the rug by the media and by the government, meaning the government media complex. They absolutely do not want any links to Saudi Arabia in particular, and generically no links to Islam whatsoever are permitted under the Obama administration. That's what he's saying. And Waleed should know what he's talking about. What I want to do now is we're going to get Waleed Shobat back on the show. His book is The Case for Islamophobia. And remember who he is. Former PLO member. I think Waleed was on my show when I was a local host 15 years ago. I'm pretty sure of it. And I haven't had the honor, frankly, to have him on since. I generally don't do guests on the Savage Nation. It's more of a free-form show. But I don't know. I think that this is such an important story that's being swept under the rug by the government media complex, as I predicted would happen, that we should discuss it again. We're opening it up to you, the callers, now. If you have questions for Waleed, the phone number is 855-400-7282 from anywhere in the United States of America. 855-400-SAVAGE. Before we take your calls, you can be dialing and getting through. I want to go back to a short radio clip from yesterday's show. I predicted they would release the Saudi national who was tackled and held. I want you to listen to clip one. CNN said it could be a domestic terror event, reminding them of Oklahoma City. Then CNN went on and said, well, it could be a political statement from a local domestic group. Anything but the person who's under lock and key in the hospital. So look, here's what I think is going to happen. They're going to release this Saudi in the hospital. they're going to wash their hands of him and say he had nothing to do with it. He was only an innocent spectator injured like the other people in the crowd, and that it was a false lead and he had nothing to do with it. And anyone who said that it was a Saudi or an Islamic person is a racist. That's coming later or tomorrow. Was I right or wrong? Waleed, did you hear that clip? This is what I said yesterday. This is the playbook today, isn't it?
Absolutely correct. You're absolutely right. It's exactly what happened. The man is linked to Al-Qaeda family, no question about it. His family members, some of them are leaders in Al-Qaeda. I showed several cases similar to this case with Khalid al-Dawsari, who wanted to execute President Bush. Weapons of mass destruction as well, showing the support level at the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia itself, from princes down to major clans in Saudi Arabia. The whole mechanism is interlinked with the spread of Muslim minorities all over the globe. And this is part of the Saudi plan, which I was the first to capture, translate their manifesto, which was basically okayed and blessed by the King of Saudi Arabia at that time, with the works of Humam Abedin's father, the assistant to the secretary, Hillary Clinton. And by the way, the issue of the Muslim minority affairs, you have also Taha Jaber al-Alawani in the military. He's the man that produces all the Muslim clergy in the military. And I was the first in the country to translate that agenda of the Muslim minority affairs.
And let me ask a question here, because I'm an outsider looking in. Saudi Arabia is a monarchy run by powerful families. And yet there's an Al-Qaeda presence in Saudi Arabia, which they actively suppress. Isn't that correct?
Yes, but since there are many in the family, in the major families, support Al-Qaeda, it's very difficult and embarrassing for the Saudi government.
No, but wait, but follow my line of questioning. The royal families of Saudi Arabia are terrified of being overthrown by the Al-Qaeda members in Saudi Arabia. So why would they themselves be terrorists?
Well, because there are many influential and very wealthy princes in Saudi Arabia that supports Al-Qaeda. You look at Abdullah Omar Nassif. Abdullah Omar Nassif, he was the boss of Humam Abedin and the Abedin family in the United States. And he was one of the godfathers of Al-Qaeda, supported Al-Qaeda, and that's been proven fact.
But why would they support Al-Qaeda, who wants to overthrow them and take over Saudi Arabia?
Because there are many elements in Saudi Arabia believe that they could be supervisors of the whole apparatus.
Okay, so it's like playing with fire. That if they feed the radicals, so to speak, and they let the radicals they provide them with money or whatever and cover, they won't overthrow them. Is that sort of it as well?
Correct. They worked with Osama bin Laden. They tried to calm him down, you know, but it really backfired. It's really opening the Pandora box, because it's self-destructive for them. They begin to realize it's self-destructive for them, but it was too late. There are many in the Saudi government that supports Al-Qaeda and very openly supports Al-Qaeda, which the apparatus cannot remove.
Mm-hmm. It's fascinating, and most Americans can't even follow your line of reasoning because they can't think. The question I have, and this frightens me, is has Obama so demoralized, deballed, as it were, literally deracinated the FBI and the other intelligence agencies with a thought process that literally must cut off when it comes to Islam and terror, that they will never find the actual perpetrators?
Well, you know, when you ask about President Obama, my question is, why is he so much involved with the Wahhabi apparatus, and that is his family in Kenya? What's his involvement with Saeed Obama, in which Saeed Obama says, Ismail Obama, his cousin, stated on Al Jazeera television that the communication between the Kenyan Muslim branch of the family and President Obama continues in secret, and Saeed Obama, his uncle, is the one that communicates with President Obama in the White House, brings the news back. Yet when you examine the family apparatus in Kenya, I have showed evidence galore with photo ops, the memberships of the scholarships they send to Umm al-Qura University, which was, by the way, the university founded by Muhammad Abdul Wahhab, who is the founder of Wahhabism. So there is a connection between President Obama, his grandmother. In fact, the statements by his grandmother, very clear, supports spousal beating, wife beating, sending the monies to the Wahhabist apparatus, and was invited at the inauguration of President Obama. So you know, his family were invited at the inauguration of President Obama. It's not like these are people he doesn't know, doesn't associate with. No, he has, in fact, a brother, George Obama. But that George Obama comes from the Christian side of his of the family. There are a Christian connection to the Obamas as well.
Well, Ed, I'm on your website, showbot.com. It had, I had trouble getting on it because you're being flooded right now. And it, your headline is Obama's Wahhabist Fundraising Empire. You're very clear in what you're saying. I mean, you're not mincing words here. You're a former PLO member. You're a former Muslim who became a Christian. Is that correct?
Correct. And no one can denounce my translation work. No one. They've sent my translation work to the American University in Lebanon. While they condemned me, they couldn't denounce my translation. My translation is absolutely accurate, and that those many of these reports were examined by Andy McCarthy, who basically was the prosecutor for Sheikh Omar Abdulrahman, the first attempt to destroy the Twin Towers, if you recall, years ago.
Now, wait, hold on. I want to go to the story in Boston now. I'm not trying to cut you off. You have so much information. On your website, you talk about the roommate of the Saudi whose apartment was turned over yesterday. And you say the authorities searched the apartment of a Saudi student now known to be Abdulrahman Ali Al-Arabi, right? And then you say that they took several bags from the apartment. That's pretty well known in the news. Then you say enter Al-Harabi's roommate, Mohammed Hassan Bada, Mohammed Badawood, and who is also a Saudi, who says, oh, no, he's a nice guy. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
No, I'm trying to make it very simple for the listener. You understand what media is all about. If we get too complex, they're going to lose us, and I don't want them to lose us. But we did hear that the roommate, and I think we have sound saying that he was a nice man. Neil, do we have that anywhere in this? No, we don't have that. So you're saying he's covering for his roommate, but wouldn't the FBI agents themselves understand all of this, Waleed?
Of course they would. I think they would know everything. I think he's let loose for conspicuous reasons, that we've seen the FBI in action in several occasions in which they let people go, especially my first cousin, who was involved in the with the man who made the movie, The Innocence of Muslims. So, and that whole, that's another whole fiasco. But FBI is notorious for allowing. You know, how could you explain when there is the chief of police, chief of the prison system in Colorado was killed, and you have a Turkey who basically was a point of interest, which was forgotten about. There's assassinations in the United States of America because this man was the obstacle of not allowing a Turkey to be released. And then you had the United States government send officials.
Wait, it's not allowing who to be released? Oh, the man to be released and sent back to Saudi Arabia?
Correct.
There was a Saudi in this prison in Colorado who wanted to live out the rest of his sentence in Saudi Arabia. He denied it. Is that why you're saying they whacked him?
That is possible why he got whacked, and the whole thing was covered up right after that, saying that it was a racist issue. It could be the neo-Nazis. It could be this and that. But who knows? The FBI virus.
Yes. Then they started to smear the white supremacists. They will never make the connection to Islam, which is very interesting unto itself, since all 19 hijackers were from Saudi Arabia, or 19 of them. We're from Saudi Arabia, and now here we have the largest terrorist event in America since 2001, and the major media is covering up not only the Saudi connection, they're going out of their way, bending over backwards to deny it, and of course, it's because of Obama. Waleed, do you live a secretive life? I mean, are you in hiding?
Well, pretty much, and by the way, my name is Shoaibat. How do you think CNN found me? You know, they said that I was a fraud, yet they said that I was still a terrorist after I converted to Christianity because they tried to link me to Breivik, that terrorist over there in Europe, which I had nothing to do with. So I guess I wasn't a terrorist, but now after becoming Christian and beginning to fight for this country and when I began to combat terrorism, that's when I became a terrorist. So
yes, of course. Well, that's the new America. With the twisted mentality of the government media complex is so rampant, it's hard to follow it. Okay, we have obviously numerous callers, Waleed, who want to ask you some quick questions. So I'm going to lay out some ground rules so we don't waste your time, mine, and blow off listeners. When you're called up, such as Rick on KSFO, don't ask me how I am. Don't ask Waleed how he is. Just say, Waleed, here's my question, or here's my question, and then we're going to hang up on you, and then Waleed will answer it. It's not going to be a back and forth. That way we can get through all the callers. 855-400-7282, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. We'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
They're raiding banks in Europe right now and stealing savings, all right? I see both stocks in the dollar are teetering at artificial highs. Of course, they could rise higher on hopes and paper dreams. Meanwhile, gold and silver, they're at bargain prices. Well, what are you going to do? Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high and ignore stock market cheerleaders. But before you do anything, I want you to call my trusted friends at Swiss America. Ask for the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. This confidential interview has information, facts, figures, and a simple strategy from Swiss America Chairman Craig Smith that is so controversial, my network refused to air it. Well, you can hear it by calling 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN and request the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. Craig has a real gift for boiling down confusing economic news into the simple truth, which you need right now before the next crisis and panic attack launches this year. Do it now. Call 800-289-2646. What do you got to lose? Call 800-BUY-COIN.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $17 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no-obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-294-6051. That's 1-800-294-6051. Call 1-800-294-6051.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS you can't afford to pay, then this may be the opportunity you need. I'm tax attorney Robert Goldstein, and last year the IRS made significant changes to its Offering Compromise program to help you settle your past due tax debt and get the fresh start you need. And since the IRS revised its program, my firm has negotiated more settlements and at lower dollar amounts than ever before. But no one knows how long these changes will last, so the time to act is now. My firm has over 30 years of combined experience helping taxpayers with all aspects of tax and bank bankruptcy law. Whether you need an Offering Compromise for individual, payroll, or sales taxes, audit representation, or help with offshore accounts, we can help. We work closely with our clients to resolve their tax issues, whether it is the IRS, state, or both. The law offices of Robert Goldstein are a local firm with offices throughout the Bay Area, and we always offer a free consultation. To schedule your free consultation with me, call toll-free 1-888-TAX-EXIT. That's 888-TAX-EXIT. 888-TAX-EXIT. And make us your last stop.
Attention, a very wealthy international benefactor now reveals money-making secrets used by the rich and powerful. Now you can learn how to make more money than you ever dreamed possible. Ancient secrets that have been used by members of secret societies for centuries are now being revealed. Now this money-making secret is being made available to the public. Receive the CD, Money Making Secrets Revealed, absolutely free. Learn how you can make money, achieve your dreams, eliminate debt, and develop super wealth. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity and is available only for a limited time. Call and get Money Making Secrets Revealed absolutely free.
Call 888-759-6299. That's 888-759-6299. 888-759-6299. Call now.
Security and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci & Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies. After attending seminar, you may be contacted by a representative. Pat Vitucci, California Insurance License Number 0758212. Brian Sussman is not an NPC representative.
The fiscal cliff, continuing resolution, sequestration, hey, they're all a reality. So how are these new economic policies going to affect us? Join me, Brian Sussman, and financial advisor Pat Vitucci at
a special financial seminar Tuesday, April 23rd in Livermore or Thursday, the 25th in Lafayette, both at 7 p.m. What's the best way to plan for your retirement? Again, Tuesday, the 23rd at the Hilton Garden Inn in Livermore or Thursday, April 25th at the Veterans Memorial Center in Lafayette, both at 7 p.m. Call to reserve a seat. 800-472-8305. 800-472-8305. Pat Vitucci and me, Brian Sussman. 800-472-8305. Or on the web, don'tinvestandforget.com.
Weeknights at 6.
But if you're not going to discuss the issues, there's no reason for you to be in talk radio. You may as well continue to do stand-up on Fox News.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
All day long, on every other show, you've heard one police chief and this one and that one giving homilies about the bombing, and no one's given you any information. We have Waleed Shubat on, former Muslim Brotherhood member, now a peace activist. He converted from Islam to Christianity, and his website is amazing. Al-Qaeda called for bombing sporting events in 2012. Today, there was a news story related to this discussion we're having. There was a meeting between John Kerry and Saudi foreign minister that was suddenly closed to the press. Abruptly. Yeah? You hear this? A meeting that Secretary of State John Kerry was to hold with Saudi Arabian foreign minister Saud al-Faisal was abruptly closed today to press coverage. The State Department, becoming increasingly like that of the ex-Soviet Union, provided no reason for the change, and the sheeple in the press went on with their day as though nothing had happened. Meanwhile, a man was put in the hospital yesterday in Saudi garb, and that's been swept under the rug. So we're talking about it. Waleed, welcome back to the Savage Nation on Line 10. Are you up, Waleed? Waleed, are you there? Yes? I guess Waleed is still here somewhere, I guess. I don't know what's going on.
I'm right here.
I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you. I'm having a little board operation. So let's go to the callers. Remember, don't say hello. How are you? Let's start with the first caller. KSFO Rick, go ahead. You're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yes, thank you, Michael, for having this godsend on your show. Waleed, my question to you is, what really happened in Benghazi? I had heard that Obama made a deal with the Muslim Brotherhood to exchange the blind sheikh, and I believe this is the truth, and I would like you to talk about your foundation. You've helped so many Coptic Christians. God bless you. Thank you.
All right. Answer off the air. Go ahead, please.
As far as Benghazi, it's mired in mystery. Of course, Libya, we are made to believe, is controlled by an apparatus that is loyal to the United States. But if we look at the street level in Libya, it is really controlled by Al-Qaeda. The borders are controlled by Al-Qaeda. There's much of Al-Qaeda present in Libya.
Right.
Hello? Yeah, there's much of Al-Qaeda presence in Libya, and it's controlled by Al-Qaeda. We get tons of information from Libya.
Waleed, why did they execute, why did Hillary Clinton and the others execute Muhammad Gaddafi so quickly? Why did they kill him? He's a head of state. They didn't even give him a trial. Then they laughed about it. We came, we saw, he died. What did he have on them?
Well, he must have known so much information of weapons, transfers, and issues of that sort that the government didn't really care about him being snuffed out. That's my predicament about what happened.
I've never seen a world leader executed like this without so much as a burp in the American media. It's disgraceful, but that's what happened to Gaddafi. Now we have enemies of America taking over Libya. They're taking over Syria, and we're sending them weapons. We have the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt getting F-16s and tanks. What is going on in the big picture, Waleed?
Well, I think what's going on, Michael, is that the United States government thinks that cyber-rattling Iran is the major problem. By arising a Sunni apparatus in the region, especially in Syria, will cut off the Iranian control all the way to Lebanon, to the northern borders of Israel. That's perhaps the reason behind it. But they keep forgetting that 85% of the Muslim world is Sunni. And what we will have is a rise of a Sunni union in which Turkey is involved. Syria is the bone of contention. Turkey wants it. And with the Saudi, this is why we see the Saudi government involved, Qatar involved, all the Sunni apparatus involved in creating the Islamic caliphate. It's about the Islamic caliphate. It's about...
So are they winning? Are they actually creating a caliphate, including in America? Are they winning?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Great. That's good to hear. It's nice to hear this. Well, each show, but stay with us. We have many people calling 855-400-7282 to ask you questions. I'll be right back.
Savage.
Michael Savage here. You know, Hurricane Sandy was a tragic event for many people on the East Coast. I'm from New York City, so I totally feel for everyone out there. I even know what they're thinking. They're thinking, God, I wish I had been better prepared. Listen, people, don't wait till disaster strikes. Okay? Do what I do and prepare with WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com has an amazing variety of individually wrapped meals that anyone can prepare in minutes, even children with just a little water. And best of all, they taste great now, and they'll continue to taste great for 25 years. So visit WiseFoodStorage.com/Savage to get a free sample and access to our exclusive Michael Savage offers. That's WiseFoodStorage.com/Savage. For a limited time, enter the promo code Savage, and you will get free shipping. That's wisefoodstorage.com/savage. Or call them, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE. Don't be caught unprepared. Be ready with wisefoodstorage.com right now.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fox, Shot Talk 560 KSFO. Two separate fires in San Jose claimed the lives of a 7-year-old girl and two adults. An elderly woman and a second adult victim were found in the first fire reported last night. A second fire early this morning. The girl was found inside a structure behind a large home. The housing market in the U.S. has reached a milestone for the first time since the start of the recession back in 2008. Builders broke ground on more than a million homes in March. The surge was led by apartment construction and is a sign of continued strength for the start of the spring buying season. Taking a look at the roadways, look out for road work going into effect as you come off the San Rafael Bridge, Richmond-San Rafael Bridge, between the Toll Plaza and Garrard Boulevard. Left lane shut down overnight. Crash eastbound 580 Vasco Road in Livermore, blocking the left lane, and some debris eastbound Carquinez Bridge at the Toll Plaza, second lane from the left. I'm Dave Houck, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
If you're being audited by the IRS or state, you may not know that you have a serious problem. Auditors are more relentless than ever in demanding taxes that you might not owe. You need a tax attorney who's aggressive, accessible, and experienced.
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. My tax law firm, Moskowitz LLP, has a proven track record in representing people involved in an audit. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs have been resolving tax problems for over 30 years, and we will vigorously defend you and your business. In an audit, you're going up against an authority that's expertly trained to investigate, collect, and prosecute. Call Moskowitz LLP instead of the government.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL.
Only the Home Depot has Kidde worry-free smoke alarms from just $24.97. A sealed lithium battery keeps these alarms working for 10 years so you never change batteries. With four models for specific rooms in your home, like a lighted hallway alarm or voice alert bedroom alarm, upgrade your smoke alarms and set your worries aside for 10 years. Kidde worry-free smoke alarms starting at just $24.97. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Now's the time.
Now's the time to make a difference.
Now's the time to take a stand.
To get involved.
To make a change.
Now's the time to raise a hammer and drive a nail.
To build a wall.
And open a door to a new life.
Now's the time to help Habitat for Humanity build hope and change lives with a family in your community or around the world.
Now's the time.
Now, more than ever, help build it.
Visit Habitat.org.
Over 200,000 customers are having a better hair day because of Ovation Cell Therapy.
I had a brush full of hair every day. Since I started using Ovation, my hair is fuller and it's not falling out in the shower or the brush. Ovation also worked for my husband with his breakage. Thanks for a wonderful product.
I'm a 40-year-old woman with extremely fine hair, and I've been coloring it for over 25 years. Using Ovation has decreased my hair loss and increased the fullness of my hair. I plan on using this product for the rest of my life.
life.
Ovation works great. After my baby was born, my hair was falling out and breaking off like crazy. Now my hair looks and feels better and is growing faster than it ever has. Thanks, Ovation.
For thicker, stronger, and longer hair, log on to OvationHair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for a special introductory discount. That's OvationHair.com. And remember to enter KSFO at checkout for your special discount. OvationHair.com.
Coming up on the next morning show, the latest on the terror attack in Boston and Whistleblower Wednesday. Join me, Brian Sussman, Melanie Morgan, and Katie Green, 5 to 9 on KSFO.
Now, I'm going to back up a little bit on the Savage Nation. Many of you have been hearing about the despicable government media complex hinting at a right-wing motive. And today we hear, well, even Russia saying, oh, we don't know who did it. Now they're all backing away. They had a Saudi in the hospital yesterday who was tackled not only by a civilian but by the police themselves, and they released him. Now we hear nothing about Saudi. Immediately don't dare say one word about Muslim, Islam, you're a racist. I predicted this would happen. We don't know who did it, of course, nor who they're going to pin the tail on. But I can pretty much tell you that there's a reason that they released the Saudi. Waleed, welcome back to the program. Here's the thing. I asked you earlier, why would the Saudis play ball with Al-Qaeda within Saudi Arabia when Al-Qaeda wants to overthrow the monarchy and take over Saudi Arabia? And you're saying, what I learned from you, I think, is that they're walking on a thin line here. What they're doing is by feeding Al-Qaeda, they figure they'll leave them alone. Is that more or less it?
Yes. Wahhabist is very much in the same line with Al-Qaeda.
Okay, but wait. So now let's take it to America. Do you think that the same mentality has permeated the Obama apparatus in this country? FBI, CIA, Homeland Security, are they all thinking the same way as the Saudi government?
Well, here's the first myth. The first myth is that we think that Islam is a conservative system. If it is a conservative system, then where did we come up with al-ishtirakiyya al-islamiyya, which means Islamic socialism, spreading the wealth? The whole idea of Mahdism and caliphate is about spreading the wealth. There's agreement with the Muslim Brotherhood itself stated that we will use the apparatus in the West that is akin to our ideology, and define it very well. This is why Al Gore, he quotes Abdullah Omar Nassif when it comes to Islam. Do you think the idea of, you know, life begins at the moment of conception exists in Islam? That's not true. Life doesn't begin at the moment of conception in Islam. Islam prides itself talking about the Big Bang Theory, which tickles the ears of all the liberals. You look at every anti-Israel demonstration. Who do you find holding hands? You find homosexuals, lesbians, anarchists, socialists, communists, and Muslims. Why? Is Keith Ellison conservative? Can somebody show me anything conservative about Keith Ellison? So the whole apparatus, you know, we think that the Islamic world is akin to Christianity and Judaism. That's false. That's not true. It is akin to a revolution.
How is it that the homosexual movement doesn't understand that they're playing with those who would kill them? How do they not understand this?
Very simple, because the homosexual movement finds in Islam al-ghilmaniyat, which is pedophilia, having sex with boys. In fact, many of the Islamic caliphs had sex with boys. Muhammad II, who took Hagia Sophia, who took the eastern part of Christendom, was also himself a pedophile. The pedophilia in Islam is overwhelming.
Wow, this is getting deeper and deeper and deeper by the second, Waleed. You know, Waleed, I haven't had a guest on my show for more than 5 minutes since I started here on these stations, but I find your knowledge and your passion and the way you speak to be so soothingly real that I don't care where it leads us. You know what I'm saying, Waleed?
It is an issue of survival. Where do you want me
to
live, friend?
Thank you. Thank you. Where am I supposed to go? My grandfather fled Russia to get away from tyranny. And every day I wake up and I have to say to myself, no, Michael, it's not tyranny that's emerging in America. Yes, you wrote trickle-down tyranny. Yes, you can see it with your own eyes. Yes, Obama's father was a Muslim. His adopted father was a Muslim. He went to a Muslim school as a child. But no, Michael, don't see what you actually see. Don't listen to what the FBI says. Don't listen to what the DHS says. No, don't actually hear what you hear and don't see what you see. because if you do, you're going to wake up and realize that you're losing your country so rapidly that one day you'll wake up and you'll become an actual enemy of the people. And that's what I fear, Walid. As sure as I'm sitting here, the day will come in the second regime of Obama, which we're only in the first quarter of, where it will be illegal to even mention Islam and terrorism in the same breath. Do you see that coming?
Absolutely. In fact, you mentioned President Obama. It's a sin to say maybe he is Muslim. But my question is, what's the problem if somebody doubts that Obama is a Christian? Where is his Christian testimony, number one? Number two, what's the problem if people suspected that...
Well, what's the problem if he is a Muslim? I don't care if he is a Muslim, because not every Muslim is a terrorist. So I don't understand why he doesn't cop to it.
Well, you see, when you talk about terrorism, you talk about an explosive act, but we don't talk about the political activism. That is the part that is the dangerous apparatus, not just the terrorist apparatus, because you rarely will find a Muslim scholar anywhere in the world that would not support Mahdism, caliphate, terrorism. What is the difference between Faisal Abdul Rauf, the man behind the Ground Zero Mosque, and Anwar Awlaki? One says, I will do it by an explosive act. The other says, I will do it by a Trojan horse. Which one is more dangerous, the Trojan?
But wait, so why did Mayor Bloomberg, himself of Jewish descent, why would he be in such in favor of the Ground Zero Mosque? He was one of the greatest supporters of it. What's he thinking?
Well, he's a liberal twit. Liberals are that way. It's not an issue of naivety. It's an issue of support. Because for many years, Michael, this apparatus interfered in our government system, in our school. How come we have 500 Muslim student associations all over the university? What is the Oriental Studies at the university level? What is that all about? It's all about advancing the Islamist cause. So it's at the FBI level, the CIA level, the government level, the presidential level, the State Department, the military, everywhere. Who is Taha Jabir al-Alawani? He's the one that okays all the Muslim clergy. He's the one that says Islam will rule by force. He was the one that I translated all his lingo from the Arabic language. It's all accurate. So all the apparatus, you can never find any Islamic organization in America, the major ones that is, that don't support Al-Qaeda or support Hezbollah or support Hamas. They all do.
Well, let's take it down to the level of today. You've got the Democrat Liberal Socialist Party of America wanting to take away guns. They're starting in a very small manner. Let's touch the raw nerve. Was it not the American convert to Islam, the terrorist, who said the other day that Al-Qaeda is in favor of gun control in America?
Of course.
And why would Al-Qaeda, let's put two and two together for Charles Schumer and his followers in New York City who can't think beyond their own Milana, their shoes, what shoe color to wear that day. Why would Al-Qaeda be in favor of gun control in America? Well, Walid, spell it out for my audience.
It's very simple. If people are disarmed, they're easily occupied, they're easily conquered, because the American system itself begins to basically harass people like me and you. And it becomes a persecution of Muslim of non-Muslims by Muslims in this country will become an epidemic. There's no way to defend ourselves. If you don't think that these people execute people in this country, there are many cases of executions by Islamists against activists in this country. You know, so the apparatus works very well. There's two mechanisms. There is the terrorist, in which they make demands, and then there is the Trojan horse, in which they enter the government, in which Faisal Abdul Rauf says that America must become Sharia compliant. Who coined that term? It was the man behind the Ground Zero Mosque. He gets on television and he says, I'm concerned about air traffic control. I'm concerned about your flights if you don't allow us to build a mosque by Ground Zero. Hello? This is terrorism. Terrorism is not simply an explosive act.
Whatever happened to the Ground Zero Mosque? Was it stopped?
Well, it was basically postponed, but still the plan is, you know, continuing because they want to change Faisal Abdul Rauf to someone else.
I see. But Bloomberg's still in favor of the mosque down there. He'd love it to show how liberal he is.
Correct. Of course. Bloomberg, people, they're liberals, and that's what the liberals do. Let's not forget Jimmy Carter. He was liberal. What did he do when Pahlavi...
Oh, no, don't get me started with Jimmy Carter. He released... First of all, he persecuted the Shah. Then he brought Khomeini back from exile in England. That was the beginning of the spread of radical Islam around the world. Jimmy Carter started the metastasis of the terrorism that we're witnessing today. Jimmy Carter himself did it. Did he do it on purpose? I'm not so sure.
Yes, but keep one point very important. That is, the Islamist apparatus did not flourish under Hosni Mubarak or Anwar Sadat or Jamal Abdel Nasser.
I know that. Mubarak was our best friend. And that is why he was overthrown.
Correct. But Islamism flourished in Western societies. It flourished in France. It flourished in Great Britain. It flourished in the United States of America. That's where they found the perfect environment to spread their tactics overseas.
Yes, because of the fear of liberals of being called racist and the brainwashing, the drug use in this country and Western nations, the hedonism where minds are so distracted by things such as gay marriage as opposed to the Islamic takeover of virtually every aspect of our country in a subtle manner at this time. But let's get back to the Boston bombing, Waleed. If an Islamic group is involved with this, why have they not taken so-called credit for it?
That's a good question. I cannot answer.
Okay, it's fair enough. No, it's fair enough. There are questions for which there is no answer. And I accept that, because no answer is also an answer. Is that correct?
Correct, but it could be that the signature of this operation happened by an inside group that is loyal to Al-Qaeda. It doesn't have to be Al-Qaeda itself, but it could be loyal.
Could it just be a lone wolf, a single student here in America whose mind is steeped in such hatred and violence, and he simply wanted to do this because he hates America and hates Americans, and he has no ties whatsoever to any organization?
It's very unlikely, because the signature of the operation itself, number one. Number two, there are several explosions. Couldn't have been carried out by a single individual. It has to be a group. And I'm going to publish the photos of the three Saudis on my website. People can see it for themselves. And how remarkable. One of them looks like the very Saudi that they scrubbed the photo on his Facebook. And why did this happen? This is absolutely mind-boggling. Why would the Arab media show the real photo while the American media scrub the real photo for the American people to see? This is an amazing...
Waleed, I have so many good calls. Here's a good one at the top. Has Congress asked you to appear before them and divulge what you've divulged on the Savage Nation this evening? Have you ever had any congressman interested in what you have to say?
The only congresswoman interested, God bless her, is Michelle Bachmann. But, you know, again, she's also a politician. And
but she was smeared by Hillary Clinton in particular. That's very interesting when you talk about Aberdeen, et cetera. That's very frightening. Okay, we're going to come back. Again, the phone number, it's jammed out, 855-407-2282. But Waleed Shobat, S-H-O-E-B-A-T, former PLO member, was a Muslim, was a terrorist, was a member of the Muslim Brotherhood, converted to Christianity, devoted entirely. If you go to his website, we have to take him on his word to spreading the truth about what's going on in the world with regard to the caliphate and the danger that we all appear to be in because of the Islamic-oriented mentality that has permeated the government media complex. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
You know, I don't impress easily. You know that. So here's reason number five why Blinds.com constantly impresses me. Free face-to-face virtual design consultation. Instead of some pushy interior designer coming over and pressuring you to buy window coverings, just connect with a Blinds.com design expert using your smartphone, tablet, or webcam for free. It's like having a decorator looking over your shoulder, helping you select the perfect blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes. Free online how-to videos make installation very simple, but if you'd rather, they'll send over a pro installer to do it for you. Look, even if you miss measure. Improbable. They'll remake it for free. You hear me? Free. And be sure to check out their remarkable new InstaFit cordless honeycomb shades. They're beautiful, affordable, and removable. You can install them in about a minute. No tools, no drilling, no brackets. Go to Blinds.com where you always get free color samples, free shipping, and no sales tax in most states. Plus, free cordless upgrades on many of their most popular products now. And remember this, Blinds.com prices crush home improvement store prices, period. So go to Blinds.com.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free.
your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at Web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the Internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-800-828-8995. That's 1-800-828-8995. 1-800-828-8995. Or go to web.com/radio.
Attention homeowners, the Obama administration is pressuring lenders to do more to prevent foreclosure with its Home Affordability and Stability Plan. If you own a home and you're having trouble making your payments or facing foreclosure, we can help. Call the National Mortgage Helpline at 800-538-6780. We now have the ability to stop foreclosure proceedings, forgive late payments and penalties, take your adjustable rate mortgage to a fixed rate, and reduce your mortgage payment to as low as 2%.
We were 3 months behind on our payments, and the National Mortgage Helpline was able to get our mortgage company to take the payments we were behind, put them on the back of our loan, and lower our interest rate. Now we have a payment we can afford.
Simply call 800-538-6780. Again, that's 800-538-6780. If you're having trouble paying your mortgage, call the National Mortgage Helpline today at 800-538-6780. You don't need equity or good credit. You just need a call. 800-538-6780.
My wife and I purchased our Danmer custom shutters close to 15 years ago, and they look as wonderful today as they did the day they were installed. Hey, Brian Sussman here. We wanted quality that would last, something that would enhance the value of our home and energy efficiency. You know, drapes, blinds, or those other shutters just weren't going to cut it for us. Call Danmer today for your free design quote, just as we did, 800-378-5599. And listen to this offer. Besides reducing your monthly energy bill, you'll get $500 in a federal tax credit and save 25% during their spring shutter sale. Danmer shutters are high-quality, genuine, American-made shutters that always garner compliments. Call 800-378-5599. Get your $500 federal tax credit and 25% off during their special spring sale on now. Again, 800-378-5599 or Danmer.com.
Danmer Shutters license number 574304.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 800-322-1859 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 800-322-1859. 800-322-1859.
Coming up on the next morning show, the latest on the terror attack in Boston and Whistleblower Wednesday. Join me, Brian Sussman, Melody Morgan, and Katie Green, 5 to 9 on KSFO.
You know, it's easy to be cynical and say, Waleed, who knows who he is? Why should I listen to him? If you go to his website, you find that he was born in Bethlehem of Judea. His grandfather was the Muslim Mukhtar chieftain of a very important group. And a friend of the Grand Mufti of Jerusalem, a notorious friend of Adolf Hitler. You go and you look. He worked with the PLO. He was a member of the PLO. He participated in acts of terror and violence against Israel. He was imprisoned in Jerusalem Central Prison for incitement of violence. He was released. He went back to violence. Rioted in Bethlehem and the Temple Mount. Came to the U.S., worked at a college in the Arab Student Organization. Now listen to this. This is very important. In 1993, the guest, Mr. Waleed Shobat, studied the Tanakh, the Jewish Bible, in a challenge to convert his wife to Islam. 6 months later, after intense study, Waleed realized that everything he had been taught about Jews was a lie. Convinced he was on the side of evil, he became an advocate for his former enemy. Driven by a deep passion to heal his own soul and to bring the truth about the Jews and Israel to the world, Waleed Shobat shed his former life and his work as a software engineer and set out to tirelessly bring the cause of Israel to tens of thousands of people throughout the world, churches and synagogues, civic groups, government leaders, and media. And we have him now on the Savage Nation. It's been very stirring, Waleed. And I had no idea that you had such a journey in your life. One question here. You studied the Jewish Bible in a challenge to convert your wife to Islam. Why? Was she Jewish?
She was Catholic. And, of course, every Muslim believes the Bible has been corrupted. She asked me to show her the corruptions in the Bible. She'd be glad to convert to Islam. So I said to myself, praise Allah. I purchased a Bible to look for the problems. And what I found was alarming. I found Arabia in the Bible. In fact, I remember in one show you talked about the harlot of Babylon, Brother Michael. But if I may disagree with you in that notion, if you look at the Bible, that harlot is Saudi Arabia. Just, if any doubt, search the Bible for the word Arabia. Look at Isaiah 21, how Arabia is destroyed by Iran, Persia, Elam, arise, O Elam. The Persians right now are building their nukes. They will use it one day in Saudi Arabia. And Saudi Arabia is the head of the snake from the biblical perspective, in which neither Jew or Christian are wanting to face. You talk to the evangelicals that think that this harlot is the Catholic Church. That's false. It is Arabia. In fact, Babylon is destroyed in the Bible in several locations, and it all refers to the country of Arabia. So we need to focus at Arabia. In fact, I give hours of lectures on where that's in the Bible and how all that works out. And I've converted millions to become Shubatized, to look at my paradigm in which Islam really is very spelled out in the Bible. And it's spelled out by all the nations. Think of all the nations that are taken to the pit in Ezekiel, chapters 28 to 32. Every single one of them are the Islamists. So it's not as God...
So you're a true missionary for your cause, and I really admire that. Let's get pragmatic for the few minutes that I have remaining. Waleed Shobat, shoebat.com, and his book is The Case for Islamophobia, which is very intriguing. I'm surprised that you're allowed to even sell a book in Obama's America. Here's a question that's amazing to me, and I look at this question. Was Boston a test on security? Jeff in Memphis, Tennessee from WKIM asked, do you think that they were testing our security with the Boston explosion? Waleed?
Well, my answer is no. My answer is, if you look at that operation, it's meant to be a grand finale. For 15 years, people ask me about terrorism. I said what they're interested in is a grand finale. If you look at the explosives that didn't go off, had everything went according to plan, it would have been akin to what happened in 9/11. It's a major operation, much more major than we think. And especially when we don't know the full details, but we do know there were several explosive charges intended to kill civilians all throughout the city. And there was a yellow car intended to be a medic. And that usually comes from this kind of signature of the Islamist terrorist, in which they kill the emergency responders. I've given lectures at the FBI, Homeland Security, to no avail on this issue. So it is a dual operation, not just a single operation, with mass intent of mass destruction on several locations in the city.
It's chilling. It's just chilling. I feared that this would happen. I predicted yesterday, and I have to go back to what I said, that the Saudi that they were holding in the hospital would be released. They would say he had nothing to do with it. He was an innocent spectator like everyone else, and that anyone who says that it was an Islamic connection is a racist. It happened today. And then abruptly today, John Kerry was supposed to have a press conference with the Saudi foreign minister. They closed it to the public with no explanation whatsoever, and the little men in the media didn't even ask why. It's shocking to see this going on in front of our eyes. I think we'll continue with this discussion on the Savage Nation later on this week. In the interim, Waleed Shobat, all I can say is thank you for being Waleed Shobat. And thank you for being with us on the Savage Nation. The new book is The Case for Islamophobia. This has been amazing. We have another big hour across America. Stay tuned on your local affiliate. God knows what tomorrow's cover-up won't bring.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
We continue to mobilize and deploy all appropriate law enforcement resources to protect our citizens and investigate and to respond to this attack. Obviously, our first thoughts this morning are with the victims, their families, and the city of Boston. We know that two explosions gravely wounded dozens of Americans and took the lives of others, including an eight-year-old boy. This was a heinous and cowardly act. And given what we now know about what took place, the FBI is investigating it as an act of terrorism. Anytime bombs are used to target innocent civilians, it is an act of terror. What we don't yet know, however, is who carried out this attack or why, whether it was planned and executed by a terrorist organization, foreign or domestic, or was the act of a malevolent individual. That's what we don't yet know, and clearly we're at the beginning of our investigation. It will take time to follow every lead and determine what happened, but we will find out. We will find whoever harmed our citizens, and we will bring them to justice.
Do you feel you have leadership today? Welcome to the program, 855-400-7282. Do you feel Obama looked strong today during his speech on the events in Boston? How do you feel learning on my show, The Savage Nation, that the Boston Police Department has a BOLO, a be on the lookout right now, for a dark-skinned foreign national, which you're not hearing about on CNN or Fox News or any of the networks? What kind of country are you living in? How do you feel about the TSA or the FBI, the CIA, or the Department of Homeland Security today? Do you feel that they did their job? New Jersey, Linda on WABC, you're the first up. Go ahead, please.
Michael, I don't know whether they did their job or not, because I don't know what happened and whether they could have detected what was about to happen. So,
what do you mean you don't know what happened? You know that there's a certain number of people dead and a certain number of people wounded, correct?
Yes, but I don't know how that came about. In other words, I don't know what kind of planning.
Well, what do you think it was, spontaneous combustion from old sporting clothes lying under the bleachers?
No, I don't think so, because I'm less...
Well, excuse me, Shep Smith on Fox News today said it could have been a gas line explosion, and we shouldn't rush to judgment. You're not saying that, are you, Linda?
No, I didn't say that at all. I said I don't know what kind of device was exploded.
Wait, you heard that there was shrapnel, so what would you assume?
I don't know anything about bomb making, okay? I'm a layperson.
Okay, you're a layperson, you don't know anything about bombing. So what is your main point, Linda?
My main point is the fact that Deval Patrick or the police are putting out a BOLO for a dark-skinned foreign national in a cosmopolitan city with tens of thousands of students, many of whom come from nations where the...
Yeah, all right, yes, and what? We shouldn't look for the dark-skinned foreign national who was seen in suspicious manners before and after the event? We should absolutely not look for a dark-skinned foreign national?
The people on the street should not be doing it. They should certainly be phoning in.
Oh, they should turn it over to the authorities, like the ones who prevented this event. They should turn it over to the Department of Homeland Security or the FBI, who did such a great job. I see. Good news, Linda. Thank you. What you learned on the Savage Nation, that the authorities, meaning the police department in Boston, is looking for they have a BOLO out. Be on the lookout. Be on the lookout. Dick Tracy calling. Be on the lookout for a dark-skinned foreign national who tried to gain access to a restricted area as the area around the VIP grandstand area. But your news media will not report that for fear that you're liable to actually catch the person who did it. I don't know about you, but I will tell you I don't feel very good about this country today. I feel that $1 trillion later, building themselves grand edifices like the Department of Homeland Security, a $1 billion building, to look at who? to spy on you? CIA, what did it do for you? What did the FBI do for you? What did any of these intelligence agencies do for you? We're told also that the city looks like a war zone. We had a gentleman on from a local affiliate, WPRV in Providence, John DiPietro. He said Boston looks like Lebanon. He's never seen as many automatic weapons in the street. They're not showing that on the news. They're repeating images of the blast, but they're not showing you the state of what's going on in the streets of Boston. Let's go to President Obama's disgraceful, lackluster speech today. Let's play it now.
We continue to mobilize and deploy all appropriate law enforcement resources to protect our citizens and investigate and to respond to this attack. Obviously, our first thoughts this morning are with the victims, their families, and the city of Boston. We know that two explosions gravely wounded dozens of Americans and took the lives of others, including a 8-year-old boy.
Thus far, nothing.
This was a heinous and cowardly act. And given what we now know about what took place, the FBI is investigating it as an act of terrorism. Anytime bombs are used to target innocent civilians, it is an act of terror. What we don't yet know, however, is who carried out this attack or why, whether it was planned and executed by a terrorist organization, foreign or domestic, or was the act of a malevolent individual. That's what we don't yet know, and clearly we're at the beginning of our investigation. It will take time to follow every lead and determine what happened, but we will find out. We will find whoever harmed our citizens, and we will bring them to justice. We also know this. The American people refuse to be terrorized.
And by the way, Mr. Obama, maybe the Department of Homeland Security hasn't briefed you yet, but the NBC News itself is reporting that a young person, was here on a student visa. Also, Mr. President, I don't know if the FBI told you yet, but there's a BOLO out. That means be on the lookout for BOLO, a dark-skinned foreign national. I don't know if you got any of that information in the White House yet. What a sad day it is in America to learn how protected we really are, huh? Really protected. Let's go to Boston, where Danny's been hanging on the line to get through to the Savage Nation. Danny, what's the feeling out there in the streets tonight?
Michael, the people are very, very angry. And contrary to what you're going to see in the media, the people are very upset. And there was a third explosion at the John F. Kennedy Library that they tried to say there was a fire, but there was a third explosion at the JFK Library.
Right. Well, I heard about that, but they dismissed it and said it had nothing to do with this. I don't believe a word of what I'm hearing. All I know is that there are dead people and limbs flew off and bodies are in pieces. And an 8-year-old kid was killed, and many of the victims are women and children who were watching their men run in the race. That I know so far. But what about this BOLO, Danny? What's that all about?
Well, it is true that they're watching someone in Mass General Hospital on the armed guard, and that is true about the BOLO, and that's what they're looking for. They're not going to come out and say it, but that's a fact.
How do you feel about this situation? Anything you want to add to the discussion? Do you want to blame somebody for this? 855-400-7282. Look, I wasn't happy to say it, but I had to say it. The Boston bombs will effectively derail Obama's gun-grabbing and immigrant-flooding agenda. Period. Put on hold. End of story. Over. No one's giving up their guns to Charles Schumer. Nobody is welcoming illegal aliens in their arms anymore. Because amongst the 30 or 40 million that Schumer and that moron Rubio want to flood into the country, how many of them might be terrorists, Mr. Dumb Rubio? Rubio looks like a moronic ice cream man who was just picked off the street and turned into a senator. What a putz he looks like. What a stooge. What a useful idiot. It takes more than an O after your name to make it in my book. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
They're raiding banks in Europe right now and stealing savings, all right? I see both stocks in the dollar are teetering at artificial highs. Of course, they could rise higher. on hopes and paper dreams. Meanwhile, gold and silver, they're at bargain prices. Well, what are you going to do? Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high and ignore stock market cheerleaders. But before you do anything, I want you to call my trusted friends at Swiss America. Ask for the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. This confidential interview has information, facts, figures, and a simple strategy from Swiss America Chairman Craig Smith that is so controversial, my network refused to air it. Well, you can hear it by calling 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN and request the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. Craig has a real gift for boiling down confusing economic news into the simple truth, which you need right now before the next crisis and panic attack launches this year. Do it now. Call 800-289-2646. What do you got to lose? Call 800-BUY-COIN.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
There are sports cars, there are muscle cars, but there's only one true American supercar, the Chevrolet Corvette. The place to get yours is the number one Corvette dealer west of the Rockies, Boardwalk Chevrolet in Redwood City. Boardwalk has an amazing selection of over 50 new Corvettes. Powerful coupes, cool convertibles, even the awesome Z06 and CR1 models. Boardwalk has all the colors and performance options. In order to secure a large allotment of the all-new C7 Stingray, Boardwalk Chevrolet is dealing like never before. Now, all 2013 Corvettes in stock are $10,000 off MSRP. Have a $2,000 factory rebate. That's a whopping 10 grand off every new 2013 Corvette in stock. Get even more deals. View Boardwalk's entire selection of new Corvettes online. GoBoardwalk.com. GoBoardwalk.com. Or see Boardwalk Chevrolet off 101 in Whipple in Redwood City. Corvette number 107516. Chevrolet. Find new roads at GoBoardwalk.com.
Hi, Ray Byers Jr.
and Ray Byers Sr.
with a quick note on rain gutters. They're not all created equal.
Far from it.
Imagine a rain gutter with no dripping, no leaks, and you never have to clean them out. With our patented design, water rolls into the gutters and leaves, sticks, and debris roll right over the edge.
That's no pipe dream. That's Byers.
And it's guaranteed. If your leaf guard gutters ever clog, we'll come out and clean them for free. No questions asked.
That's the way it ought to be.
That's right, Dad. The way it ought to be. That's Byers.
That's Byers.
Serving the greater Bay Area. Find us now at ByersLeafGuard.com.
150 million people suffer from headaches. All you want is for the pounding in your head to stop. Migralax stops the pounding. Migralax was developed by a neurologist and founder of the New York Headache Center.
I'm neurologist Dr. Alex Milestop. After studying and researching the human brain for 25 years, I've developed Migralax, which eliminates pounding headaches. It works for my patients, and I'm so convinced it will work for you, I don't just guarantee it, I put my name on it.
Dr. Milestop's Migralax gets rid of headaches fast without harsh caffeine, sodium, or preservatives.
Migralax works unbelievably fast. And it's gentle on my stomach.
Find out how to get your free bottle of Migralax. Call 800-851-2572. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 callers, you'll also receive the Migralax Quick Tips to Headache Relief absolutely free. That's 800-851-2572. Or go to Migralax.com. M-I-G-R-A-L-E-X.com. Or call 800-851-2572.
What's better than winning 2 world championships in 3 years? How about 2 world championships and a free special edition Giants cap from AAA when you get an auto, home, or life insurance quote? With AAA's famous personal service, you'll feel like a champ.
Marty Leary here for AAA. Get a quote now and receive a free special edition World Champions Giants cap. Visit your local branch, call 1-800-JOIN-AAA, or go to AAA.com/SFGiants. One offer per household while supplies last. Offer ends May 31st. Restrictions apply.
If talk radio came with a warning label, listen before it does. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
So if you want to know who we are, what America is, how we respond to evil, that's it. Selflessly, compassionately, unafraid. In the coming days, we will pursue every effort to get to the bottom of what happened, and we will continue to remain vigilant. I've directed my administration to take appropriate security measures to protect the American people, and this is a good time for all of us to remember that we all have a part to play in alerting authorities. If you see something suspicious, speak up.
Las Vegas, KBET. Joey, you're next up. Go ahead, please.
I just want to point out that if that was a white guy, the liberals would have no problem with him being profiled. In fact, when I was listening to the news, at first they were getting ready to blame it on Waco. And these liberals get so up in arms whenever you say it's a brown-skinned person, which happens to be a fact in this case. But if they would have said white guy, they'd have no problem with that. But they're bending over backwards.
Oh, no. CNN was almost trying to blame the Tea Party. They were as close as they could possibly get.
Exactly. Well, that's
Feinstein, to our eternal shame, if you can add any more shame to Feinstein, earlier today said it could be foreign, it could be homegrown. This woman knows no bottom to her machinations. CNN said it could be a domestic terror event, reminding them of Oklahoma City. Then CNN went on and said, well, it could be a political statement from a local domestic group. Anything but the person who's under lock and key in the hospital. So look, here's what I think is going to happen. They're going to release this Saudi in the hospital. They're going to wash their hands of him and say he had nothing to do with it. He was only an innocent spectator injured like the other people in the crowd, and that it was a false lead and he had nothing to do with it. And anyone who said that it was a Saudi or an Islamic person is a racist. That's coming later or tomorrow. That will be Rahm Emanuel's spin on this. Thank you for the call. Okay, WABC, Judy, you're next up. Go ahead, please.
Yes, hello. Hello, Michael. I'm actually very sick and tired of hearing people who are guests from Harvard, fellows who are quote-unquote experts with a little E in terrorism, spouting forth over and over again that this woman thinks that it's a right-wing lone wolf terrorist.
Wait, who said that? Who said it's a lone terrorist?
Well, your call screener suggested...
Oh, that woman with that weird transsexual voice?
I don't know. It's a woman. Her initials are JS. I don't want to upset...
Yeah. No, that's disinformation. That's a disinformation phone call. The government has such agents all over the country whose job it is to call and talk shows and throw mud in the eye of listeners. I understand that.
So she says...
I take such callers because I can easily dissemble them. Look, all you got to know is that the Boston police have a bolo out for a dark-skinned foreign national right now. They're not looking for an Aryan Nation member, okay?
Exactly. So
that's all. That's all you need to know. Don't look to Wolf Blitzer for the news. Okay, don't look to Wolf Blitzer for the truth. You better start digging on your own. All I can tell you is this. Here's what I'm going to tell you again. This horrible tragedy. These horrible bombs, which are reminiscent of 9/11, prove to us that we are just as vulnerable as we were back in 2001. That our pacifist, liberal president is totally incompetent, absolutely incapable of leadership when the people need it. I also predicted it would derail his gun-grabbing and immigrant-flooding agenda. I said they will both be put on hold, and 10 minutes later, we heard that the Gang of Eight delayed their news conference where they were going to announce with great fanfare that they've put together an amnesty plan for the 30 million illegal aliens. No, sir. It ain't happening here. We know that we're more vulnerable today than we've been in many years, that this pacifist liberal government has let their guard down. They're looking only at American citizens. They're afraid to point the fingers at those who actually did it. Jordan extremist praises Boston bombing, AP. The head of an extremist Jordanian Muslim Salafi group said early today that he was happy to see the horror in America after the explosions in Boston. He said American blood isn't more precious than Muslim blood, said Mohammed al-Shalabi, who was convicted in an al-Qaeda-linked plot to attack U.S. and other Western diplomatic missions in Jordan in 2003. He said early Tuesday, let the Americans feel the pain we endured by their armies occupying Iraq and Afghanistan and killing our people here. I'm sure that will resonate with the American left and the Occupy movement. Al-Shalabi served 7 years in prison for his part in the foiled attack. His group is outlawed in Jordan. A Middle East counterterrorism official based in Jordan said the blast, quote, carried the hallmark of an organized terrorist group like Al-Qaeda. He did not give actual evidence linking Al-Qaeda to the bombing. From the little information available, one can say it was a well-coordinated, well-targeted, near-simultaneous attack, he said. Luckily, the amount of explosive used is small, judging from the casualty figure and explosion area. Well, you get the picture, don't you? Right now in Boston, there's a bolo. Be on the lookout for. Be on the lookout for a dark-skinned foreign national. I keep repeating it because there's a bolo. It's a police bulletin. The police are actively looking for a suspect who was seen fleeing the scene. I don't care whether you feel uncomfortable hearing me read the bolo over and over again. I'm reading the bolo over and over again. Maybe you know something. I love they were saying all day, if you see something, say something. If you see something, say something. If you see something, say something. So here's the Boston police looking for a dark-skinned foreign national, but you're not supposed to see it or say it. Will in New York on WABC, go ahead, please.
How are you? Listen, if you see something, say something, unless they're Muslim, okay? Political correctness, common senselessness, okay? You know what?
It is good line, common senselessness, right.
Oh, yeah. When I hear of a bomb going off in a major metropolitan area, the first thing I think of is a dark-skinned foreign national. You know why?
Because it makes sense. Because it was Saudis who conducted the first 9/11 attack.
Since 1960s and 70s, how stupid do we need to be? That's why this keeps
more stupid than we already are. Obama's only just gotten started. It's only been 4 years and 3 months. He's got another 3 years and 9 months to brainwash the few Americans left who can think. They'll sweep this under the rug. They'll sweep it under the rug. New Jersey, Ann, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Mike. Thank you for taking my call. I just have to tell you that when something like this happens, Mike, you are the only person that I can listen to because you are the only one that makes sense. I am sick and tired of this president going on an apologizing, appeasing tour continuously. And because of this, these
And today you had a cover-up by the president. He wouldn't identify the person they're looking for. He would not give out the information that there is right now a Saudi national being protected in a hospital by armed police, Homeland Security, FBI outside the hospital with machine guns. Why? What are they hiding? What are they hiding? No doubt Janet Napolitano will call it a sports place violence event. Again, a cover-up. We know that we're more vulnerable today than we've been in many years, that this pacifist liberal government has let their guard down.
Savage.
It's Michael Savage. You know me. You know I don't mince words. Sure, people may not always agree with me, but it's hard to not agree with being prepared for natural disasters, blackouts, extreme weather, and even unemployment. Look, people, you can't always avoid emergencies, but you can do what I do. Go to wisefoodstorage.com. Wisefoodstorage.com. Wisefoodstorage.com has an amazing variety of individually wrapped meals that anyone can prepare in minutes, even children, with just a little water. And best of all, they taste great now, and they'll continue to taste great for 25 years. So visit wisefoodstorage.com/savage to get a free sample and access to our exclusive Michael Savage offers. That's wisefoodstorage.com/savage. For a limited time, enter the promo code SAVAGE, and you will get free shipping. That's wisefoodstorage.com/savage. Or call them, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE. Don't be caught unprepared. Be ready with wisefoodstorage.com right now.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowler, Star Talk 560 KSFO. Democrats in the California Senate say they will use their majority to advance seven bills that would tighten the state's already strict gun control laws. One of the several bills receiving their initial hearings in a legislative committee today would ban the sale of any semi-automatic rifle that accepts detachable ammunition magazines. It now costs more than $9,000 a year to own and operate your car in this country. That's almost 2% more than last year. AAA's annual Your Driving Cost Study found that charges in maintenance Fuel and insurance costs raise the average cost to just over 60 cents a mile. Taking a look at the roadways, looks like we have some sort of stall westbound San Mateo Bridge near the high rise. No lane information. Bridge crews are on the way. Other than that, looks pretty nice around the area. Some high winds still continue, especially in the bridges, so keep an eye for that. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Hey, it's Katie Green here from your KSFO Morning Show, here to talk to you again about Ovation Cell Therapy. And as you know, guys, Mother's Day is just around the corner. And if you're looking for a special Mother's Day gift for a deserving woman in your life, then give them a revitalized, healthy head of hair by Ovation Cell Therapy. Ovation Cell Therapy's three-step process has the ability to take your hair from broken, dry, brittled, and damaged to longer, stronger, healthier hair just within the first couple of washes. And this is a gift that your mother will use again and again. All you have to do is go to ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout, and you'll get a special introductory offer. So take your hair from a texture that feels like straw to smooth, salon-styled hair just within the first couple of washes. Again, it's ovationhair.com, and remember those special letters KSFO at checkout, and you'll get a special introductory offer.
Now's the time.
Now's the time to make a difference.
Now's the time to take a stand.
To get involved.
To make a change.
Now's the time to raise a hammer and drive a nail.
To build a wall.
And open a door to a new life.
Now's the time to help Habitat for Humanity build hope and change lives with a family in your community or around the world.
Now's the time.
Now, more than ever, help build it.
Visit Habitat.org.
Mike Rowe here at Ford dealership with Fiona, a service advisor. Hi, Fiona.
Hi, Mike.
What's today's lecture?
Today's advice is about tires.
Okay, advise me.
You should have your tire pressure checked, the tread depth inspected, and the tires rotated regularly.
That sounds a lot like a lecture.
It's part of the overall wellness of your vehicle.
Restore your ride with a $60 mail-in rebate on four select name brand tires, plus another $60 when you use the Ford service credit card. That's $120. Subject to credit approval, rebate by check. Offer cannot be combined. See your California Ford dealer for details through 531-13.
You haven't filed a tax return in years. Doing nothing is just waiting to get caught. Going it alone and representing yourself is risky. So where do you turn?
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. For over 30 years, the tax attorneys and CPAs at Moskowitz LLP have helped people resolve their tax problems. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs will explain all of your options and come up with the best strategy for your situation, even if you don't have the money to pay the taxes. No matter how long it's been since you last filed a tax return, call Moskowitz LLP to find out how we can help you. We're aggressive, experienced, and accessible.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL.
Coming up on the next morning show, the latest on the terror attack in Boston and Whistleblower Wednesday. Join me, Brian Sussman, Melanie Morgan, and Katie Green, 5 to 9 on KSFO.
What occurred yesterday in Boston was an act of cowardice.
And I'm sure what was going through the president's mind is, we really don't know who did this. It was tax day. Was it someone who was, you just don't know.
No tax cut would have helped us, with this, or will help us recover.
So I think we do need more cameras. We have to stay ahead of the terrorists.
Now, keep it real. If it's somebody who is a Muslim terrorist, people are going to say, I knew it. Muslim terrorism is that. We have to go. We have to invade countries, etc. Now, if it's a right-wing white guy, well, look, let's not overblow them.
Normally, domestic terrorist people tend to be on the far right, although that's not a good category, just extremists, let's call them that.
I'm reminded of Oklahoma City, which was a bombing, which was initially treated as a gas explosion, so first reports are often erroneous. Right. But if it was more conventional explosives, which are much harder to get hold of now, that might be some other kind of right-wing extremist.
I'm not prepared to say that we are at ease at this point in time.
People shouldn't jump to conclusions before we have all the facts. Make no mistake. We will get to the bottom of this, and we will find out who did this. We'll find out why they did this. any responsible individuals, any responsible groups will feel the full weight of justice.
As the mayor says, Boston will survive.
The reason I played it is to give you some idea of the power of the explosions. You're not hearing the power of the explosions anywhere else. You have to listen to the blasts themselves to get a feel for what actually happened and to understand that this was a naked terrorist event, no doubt tied to a Middle Eastern group. They'll cover it up as sure as I'm sitting here. AP, Boston tragedy delays immigration bill. Gang of Eight. I love, look at the irony of that. The Gang of Eight. The Gang of Eight. I thought I lived in a constitutional republic. I thought I lived in a participatory democracy. Instead, I wake up and I see a group of gang of eight men. Eight men. We're going to introduce a bill at a big press event declaring amnesty for 30 million illegal aliens under another name. Schumer is the chief gang member. He looks like the number one gangster. John McCain is the number two gangster. They plan to meet with President Barack Obama and talk to America about the legislation. McCain, Schumer, and Rubio. Rubio the shame. Rubio the shill. Rubio the useful idiot. Rubio the useful idiot. But they've delayed the press conference because they realized that it wouldn't look good after an event like this. After all, if you let 30 million people who are here illegally all of a sudden give them a stamp, citizenship, who knows how many amongst them might be a terrorist or a terrorist in the wings. What I find equally ironic is that when you look at the AP, you see a story, actually on CNN's website, they show that in Venezuela, where there was just a vote to replace the dictator who died, may he rest in hell, and his hand-selected crony won with the vote rigging again, they show people lining up to vote in Venezuela with voter ID. They themselves who oppose voter ID in this country to permit guys like Obama to steal elections are showing that even in Venezuela you need voter ID. Can you believe this? Can you believe we have such a lawless nation and such a gulled population that we would permit a gang to take over a country? And then when you want someone at a poll to say, are you a citizen, show us ID, they say you're a racist for demanding ID. Can you believe a thing like this? The veterans' graves. The veterans' graves all across the land. You know what they died for? They died so that there would be a sacred thing called a ballot box in America. Because without a ballot box, we live in anarchy or tyranny. Well, you don't have a ballot box. You have a rigged system. You have a rigged system that is a disgrace. We need the UN to supervise our elections. That's how bad it is. But even the gangsters called the Gang of Eight have said, oh, bad for us. Bad for us, not a good thing. And what about the gun grabbers? What about the Feinsteins who wanted to put through the background checks and the this and the that? Not good for them either. Who's going to give up their gun at a time like this? Tell me what law-abiding American citizen would give their gun over to these useless idiots who couldn't protect us from this terrorist event. Nobody. Nobody. Randy on WABC, go ahead, please.
Yeah, I hope you're right about this derailing the illegal amnesty and the gun grabbing, but I'm afraid this is just going to be more justification for putting a swarm or an army of drones in the air, and
Well, that's true. Sure, they could use it for that. Sure, they could use this excuse. They can use this bombing in Boston as an excuse to get worse and take it out on the average good American citizen instead of the illegal aliens amongst us or the students here on student visas plotting to kill us.
And I'm
the universities are filled with haters.
I'm afraid as long as Obama is in office, you can expect more assaults on our freedoms.
All right, that's a fair generic statement. I don't disagree with that. Nuke plants tighten security, right from the top down. I mean, you know what happened. I'll start from the bottom of the headline, the updates. Nuke plants tighten security. Jordanian Muslim group says they're happy to see the horror in America. Families of Newtown were in grandstands during attack. New York Times confirms there were five devices. Feinstein tried to say it could be homegrown. UK security is reviewing security for London Marathon. Secret Service shut down Pennsylvania Avenue. NYPD deployed an additional 1,000 officers to guard prominent locations. And so forth and so on. The bombs, they say, were inside trash cans. That's one report. There's also a bolo out in Boston. Be on the lookout for a dark-skinned foreign national who tried to gain access to a restricted area being described as the area around the VP grandstand area. You didn't hear that on the news either, right? No, sir. It's a very, very, the kind of night that people are calling. They're nervous. They have all sorts of feelings about it. They feel unprotected. They feel the government has failed them again. They know that the president is an empty suit. Let's use a common phrase. He looked and acted like he really is, an empty suit. He didn't know what the hell he was talking about. He looked not like Neville Chamberlain, who was at least statesmanlike in his pacifism. He looked like a shill put there by George Soros simply to take the country down a very dark road. The country is at war. Did you hear what I said at the beginning of the show? At the beginning of the show, I said to you, we are at war. The Islamists have not stopped fighting their war against your way of life. You may think they have. You may think that they've been suppressed. You may think that they've all been nullified. But I think you'll find out that you're wrong. I think you'll find out that the $1 trillion that the DHS has spent has been worthless. I think you'll find out that the new FBI is not looking in the right direction. Let's be very benevolent about it. They're looking at the wrong people. They're looking at returning military veterans, Republicans, conservatives, Tea Party members, people who are against abortion. Yeah, I think the FBI is looking in the wrong places. That's my feeling. Yet they all gave speeches congratulating themselves. There they were. Now, here's John from the FBI. John, I'll give you the microphone now. Well, Joe, we got the thing. Blah, 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 blah. Here's Jane from the DHS. Blah, 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 blah. We're happy to tell you the da-da-da-da-do. Now we want to give you the Boston Police Chief. The da-da-da-da-do. But the bombs went off. They couldn't stop it. They did nothing. After the event, there they are, 10,000 guys with machine guns. It's always like that. It's like movies. After the slaughter, there they show up with the body bag and the chalk. So you say, come on, Big Shot, what would you have done? Oh, what would I have done to stop this? Oh, what would I have done? Oh, there are a lot of things that could have been done before this event. Oh, there's a lot of things. You start with racial profiling. You start with profiling of people who might be capable of this. You start with the foreign national students in our universities, and you work your way out from there. You start with the wobbly professors who bring them in for cheap labor. You get it? You get the picture? And you start working your way around chemistry labs, physics laboratories, and things like that. You know, you do commonsensical things. You don't look at old ladies in wheelchairs at airports. You don't strip search kids with polio wearing braces. You get the picture? You sort of get the picture, don't you? That's what the average American thinks. I'm not the only person thinking this way. But I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance, right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $17 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no-obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-294-6051. That's 1-800-294-6051. Call 1-800-294-6051.
Are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low libido, and fat storage? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. Ambrin restores hormonal balance in women over 40, so the extra pounds fall away and the other symptoms simply disappear. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-830-8160. That's 1-800-830-8160.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
Call now, 800-460-3580, 800-460-3580.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 800-322-1859 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 800-322-1859. 800-322-1859.
How do you choose the right replacement window? On the phone today, we have Matt Miller from Renewal by Anderson Replacement Windows. Matt, from what I understand, poor quality vinyl windows have a lot of problems.
There's a misconception that vinyl is the best modern window material, but vinyl is just another word for plastic. Most builder's-grade vinyl windows we replace are less than 10 years old. There's stacks of these things in the landfill. Our windows are custom-built from our patented Fibrex, which is twice as strong as vinyl. Ron, Fibrex windows last, so you'll replace your windows just once.
Is it true you guys don't provide estimates? You actually provide something even better?
Estimates change. Customers want a price they can count on. During your free window diagnosis, we measure your windows, listen to your needs, and go over all the style and color options. Then we give you not an estimate, but a to-the-penny price quote that's good for one full year.
Now, what about that special that Renewal by Anderson has going on?
Great spring special. Buy just five windows, and your sixth is absolutely free. And you can pair this deal with no money down, no payments, and no interest for a full year. What that means is that you get your free windows now, and you don't have to pay for them until 2014.
Great. Thanks, Matt, for a very limited time, by the way, with Renewal by Anderson. You can buy just five windows, and that sixth window is free, with no money down, no payments, and no interest for a year. For more info, call 1-800-417-1010. 1-800-417-1010. That's 1-800-417-1010 or visit goodwindowpayment.com.
What's better than winning two world championships in 3 years? How about two world championships and a free special edition Giants cap from AAA when you get an auto, home, or life insurance quote? With AAA's famous personal service, you'll feel like a champ.
Marty Leary here for AAA. Get a quote now and receive a free special edition World Champions Giants cap. Visit your local branch, call 1-800-JOIN-AAA, or go to AAA.com/SFGiants. One offer per household while supplies last. Offer ends May 31st. Restrictions apply.
If it sounds confusing to you, let me acknowledge. It is confusing.
Mike Huckabee.
And that is the problem with the American tax system.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Another dereliction of duty by the President of the United States. The first picture I saw of him this morning was running out with a coffee cup, a container of coffee and sneakers and a jogging suit. I almost puked. The next picture, he already had shoes on and a tie and a suit. They got him in a suit and a tie and shoes. There, oh, the President's been briefed. All after the President's been briefed. I've been talking to, he's called in his security chief. The President has been briefed. Oh, I felt much better. All right, there he was. The genius was being... He was being consulted. Now, what are you doing? Well, we're going to get this in. Huh? See if you can round up a Christian with blonde hair and blue eyes and nail it on his back. Pin the tail on a donkey. KSFO Dan, welcome to the Savage Nation. What a sad day it is.
It is a very sad day in America, Michael.
this president has let this country down once again.
Amen. Amen. Once again, he should be impeached. He should be thrown out of office for this.
Another Benghazi, and all of them, starting with his lack of leadership, need to go. How long?
Lack of leadership. It's beyond a lack of leadership. It's outright pandering and begging the people who would hurt us to leave us alone. He did nothing. He did nothing when Kim Jong-un threatened to bomb us with nuclear weapons. The man was not heard from. Nothing.
The man does
nothing. 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 It makes Neville Chamberlain look like Winston Churchill.
Absolutely, and it leads right into what you talked about earlier with the guns. Politicians, Stalin and Hitler, loved gun control. And Obama's going to give it right to him because he's a socialist.
Well, here's the thing, though. They can't use this event, the Boston tragedy, for any kind of gun grabbing. The opposite is true. This is the worst thing they ever could have seen happen to them. The gun grabbers are now in retreat. This is the worst possible thing that could have happened to Dianne Feinstein and her gang who want to grab our guns. It's the worst thing for Obama and Holder and the rest of them who want our guns registered and seized. They want a registry. They're never going to get it. The people will never comply with it now because they understand that they have to protect themselves. The government has failed them again.
I just worry that with this administration and the people that he has around him, Holder and guys like Rahm Emanuel, if they suspend habeas corpus and they want to put the stormtroopers on the street to take our guns. And
well, I don't think they're going to put the stormtroopers on. They got the stormtroopers out in Boston right now with machine guns. I had a report from Boston. They've never seen the city look like this in their entire life. Never. And many of them are guarding the hospital. They're putting the machine guns out there because they're so paranoid that the citizens will come in and grab them and burn the hospital down. I don't know what they're doing. What are they doing? What are they guarding? Who are they protecting? What are they doing?
They're guarding the property so that the Saudi Arabian embassy can send a crew over and take them home.
Now you're talking. Maybe they want to hold till the Saudis can grab them and whisk them out of the country. That's interesting.
Yes.
That's very frighteningly interesting. Well, I'm sorry that I wrote a novel called A Time for War and you didn't read it. The conspiracy theories will be raging during the night. I mean, you can pretty much figure out what's going to be said. But try to stick to the facts. Five devices, two of which exploded. There's a bolo in Boston in the police department. Be on the lookout for a dark-skinned foreign national that's being suppressed by the national media. The president showed himself to be absolutely incapable of being a leader. He had no leadership whatsoever. He showed himself to be the empty suit that he is. Number four or five, this terrible tragedy has maybe temporarily, maybe permanently derailed Obama's gun-grabbing and immigrant-flooding agendas. Maybe. Although they could probably turn it around the other way, given time, knowing the power that they have in their stooges in the media, which I'm about to play for you in a moment. Here is a schmuck from Bloomberg News saluting the president on his handling of this event so far. Listen to this.
Well, he handled it just right. It's a textbook White House response from the early hours of a major incident. He needed to make this statement so that
look at the source, Bloomberg News. That's all. Bloomberg News, a very reliable source. But already he did a great job. All I can tell you is the president's speech, and I was hoping to God he would come out and he would kind of show us some comfort. He would say something along the lines of, whoever did this, we're going to track you down to the ends of the earth, and we'll hang you if we have to. You're not doing this in my country. If we have to track you down, we'll take 20 years, we'll find you, and we'll kill you and everybody in your family. I wanted to hear something from a leader. Something. Instead, I heard a weak-kneed response that made Neville Chamberlain look like Winston Churchill. I've never heard anything as weak as I did from the president today. Okay, I'm not a fan of his. Okay, I don't like pacifist liberalism. Okay, I think he's the most corrupt, divisive president in American history. I've said all of that for years. But today was a new low. Remember what happened. Remember what happened. You can't deny the fact. They declared war on us again, and they got through all of our security apparatuses. Every security agency in America failed us. FBI, DHS, CIA, you name it. Every terrorism operative in this country failed us. Apparently, they got through with a Trojan horse. Saudi national, they say he's a student. Trojan horse, universities. Saudi national, immigration, Trojan horse, fear of saying anything that might be construed as racist. Go down the list. They know the Trojan horse. They know how to operate it. And never forget that the radical Islamists have been at war with the West for 1,000 years. And it didn't start in 1980s. It didn't start with the Beirut bombing of the Marine barracks. Oh, no. They've been at war with the West for over 1,000 years. They think in the long term. And we have what we have that's supposed to protect us. Yep, it's a pretty irregular situation. Not a good prognosis. But they're not taking your gun away. I can tell you right now, whatever they had in mind is not happening. I don't care who the guy was who was thinking of going along with this. They're not going to give up their guns. They're not going to give up their bullets. And as far as amnesty for the 30 million illegal aliens, forget about it. The people are not going to accept it now. WABC, Chris, you're on the Savage Nation. What do you think?
Hey, Mike, I got to tell you, since I seen everything go on after Bin Laden, after they caught him, it seems like the FBI, the government, threw their hands up in the air and said, hey, war's over, we got him. But
okay, so after Bin Laden was killed, all these agencies that are bloated beyond belief with all of these surveillance programs and this, so they have no terrorists to look for. So who are they looking at? Old white guys with guns in Kentucky?
Exactly. They it's like their boredom pickup. It's like, we got them, that's it. And I got to say another thing too, Mike. The thing with the whole waterboarding scandal and saying that it's a bad gig. Come on. If we could have waterboarded one more person, who knows if we could have prevented this today.
Well, we don't even have to go back to that scandal because it's a moot point at this point. All you got to know is that every intelligence agency in the country fell on their face. You know what really sickened me the most wasn't even the president's speech. You'd expect that from him. That's who he is. But to see the FBI get up there and DHS give themselves pats on the back about the great job they did. We'd like to turn it over to Patrick now of the FBI local office. And he gets up and gives a speech like they did something. I've never seen anything like this. Who do they think they're talking to? Do they think you're that stupid? Answer, yes, you are. Yes, if you can elect Obama and not see through the empty suit, yes, you are that stupid. Yes, you are. You got just what you deserve in the presidency. And it's not going to be pretty tomorrow. I can guarantee you it's going to get much worse tomorrow than it was today. I don't mean in the bombings. Who knows what can come tomorrow? I mean in the propaganda war against the American mind. Remember Benghazi. Remember what Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and the others did to suppress this in your mind with the help from their friends, a little help from their friends in the media. Just wait until you see how they sweep this under the rug tomorrow. The country is falling apart. The wheels are coming off the United States of America. We're rolling on three wheels under this president. The country is screeching with two wheels on a cart that's supposed to have six. It's a sad day in American history. The Islamists have said, we are still at war with you and you can't stop us.
Same.